Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
I'm Peter Mayer in Copenhagen. The President's call to the Olympic Committee, choose Chicago and choose America. In a combination presidential and tourism chief speech, the President described Chicago as the most American of American cities. Urged by the program chairman to avoid any public reaction, hundreds of committee members sat silently in a cavernous meeting hall as the President spoke after a series of flashy videos on Chicago's people and landmarks.
This is Steve Futterman at Daly Plaza in downtown Chicago. This is where thousands will gather to hear and watch the announcement. Several giant video screens have been put up so people can see it live from Copenhagen. Chicagoans have differing views about the city hosting the Olympics. This man would like to see them take place here.
I've never been. It'll be quick and convenient. Get there and watch some great sports.
This man, though, is concerned about corruption and taxpayers being left with the bill.
I don't want to pay taxes to line Daly's friends' pockets.
In a few hours, the Windy City will find out if it will become the Olympic City. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Chicago.
It wasn't all about the Olympics on this trip for President Obama. He met for 25 minutes with Afghanistan War Commander General Stanley McChrystal while Air Force One was awaiting takeoff to head home. Found alive, stories of survival 2 days after the powerful earthquake in Indonesia. A father pulled his 13-year-old daughter out of a damaged building, and a 19-year-old woman was found alive in the rubble of a college campus. CBS's Cecilia Hatton says the death toll in the quake now tops 700.
It's amazing to see how the quake has completely destroyed some buildings while others were left intact. Many of the people we've spoken to say they want to return to Indonesia's traditional low-level buildings, which stand up to strong tremors.
In the Samoas, the death toll from the big tsunami is now 169. A mass burial and funeral is set for next Tuesday. Convoys of food and water are being brought in for survivors. The Philippines is bracing for another typhoon. It's due to hit Saturday. The last one caused mudslides and flooding that left nearly 300 people dead. A TV bombshell dropped by David Letterman last night on The Late Show.
It's been a very bizarre experience.
He tells his audience of an extortion plot against him, says it started with a letter in a package alleging he had done some terrible things.
The creepy stuff was that I have had sex with women who work for me on this show. Now, my response to that is, yes, I have.
Letterman says the threat was those affairs would be exposed in a screenplay and it would take $2 million to make it go away. Under arrest is a CBS employee, a producer on the show 48 Hours. The network says in a statement the man's been suspended and Letterman's comments speak for themselves. The New York Times reports Senator John Ensign's former mistress and her husband sought more than $8 million before the Nevada Republican's affair went public. The paper says Ensign refused even a lower number, but did help the husband get lobbying work. It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Did you know that pharmacists work in hospitals? We work around the clock with doctors and nurses to make sure you get the best results from your medicine. We're the
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Today, AM 760 is brought to you by Our Clean World.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. The Rockies are back in the playoffs. They clinched the NL wild card with a 9-2 win over Milwaukee, and they may not be done yet.
We still got a chance to go to L.A. and hopefully win the division, so we're going to go play hard the next few days and see what happens.
Pitcher Aaron Cook, the Rockies will have to sweep the Dodgers to win the National League West. The first shipment of swine flu vaccine should arrive in Colorado next week. State health officials say Colorado will get nearly 54,000 doses of vaccine in its first shipment. That shipment will be a nasal spray that will go primarily to Denver area hospitals so they can vaccinate healthcare workers. Vandals have defaced some ancient petroglyphs in a newly designated National Conservation Area near Grand Junction. The Bureau of Land Management says the vandalism was discovered in the Dominguez Escalante National Conservation Area. No one's been arrested, but the BLM is reviewing whether the area's new status will require more law enforcement personnel to manage it. In sports, other than the Rockies, the Avs won their season opener last night 5-2. The Buffs lost to West Virginia 35-24 in college football. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's a pretty good start as you're out the door this morning. There's no crashes or stalls to get in your way. Southbound I-25 looking good as you're coming in from Thornton and Northland. Speeds through there going to be hitting the 50s and 60s as you're coming up on 84th. No problems to report on 76 either. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a sunny but chilly day with a high only reaching around 63 degrees. Cool in the overnight low dropping down to 38. Currently 41. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Summer is over and fall is here. It's time to do your lawn a favor. Pick up some Colorado-made, organic-based Rich Lawn Winterizer today. Improve your soil and have a great lawn, too. Don't just have a lawn, have a Rich Lawn.
Hear AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on am760.net.
By the way, Bill Press, no intellectual giant.
I enjoyed his company. He had a warmth and brash humor that made up for his constant references to a former L.A. life. The retinue of women who supposedly still called him long distance every night. His past football exploits. The celebrities he knew.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Out of many, we are one. That while we breathe, we hope. And where we are met with cynicism and doubt, and those who tell us that we can't, we will respond with that timeless creed that sums up the spirit of a people. Yes, we can.
D-Day for the Summer Olympics. Today, the decision will be announced in Copenhagen. President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama soon on their way back to the United States after making a strong pitch. We'll see what happens. Keep your fingers crossed. Hello, everybody. Happy Friday. Friday, October 2nd. Great to see you today. Thank you for joining us. Thanks for being part of the Bill Press Show. Good to have you on board the Bill Press Express, heading to you live coast to coast all the way across the great United States of America from our little spot here on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. We're just down the street from the United States Capitol building. Good to see you today. Lots to talk about, from David Letterman to the Olympics to a big meeting with General McChrystal, between General McChrystal and the president. All of that we got covered. We got covered for you this hour. You can join the conversation at any time at 866-55-PRESS, 866-55-77-377, and on the website today at BillPressShow.com. All the information on our big event next Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin. If you don't already have your tickets, come on, go to the website, go under the events page, sign up. Stephanie Miller and I there in Madison, Wisconsin. Next Saturday is going to be a lot of fun, and we want to see you there. Can go to the website at BillPressShow.com. And we send out a great big welcome today, great big welcome to a new affiliate from Jacksonville, Florida, 105.3 WJSJ, North Florida's Progressive Talk Radio. Welcome to the ever-expanding Bill Press empire. Good to have you along, and special thanks to Program Director Scott Irvine and the owner of WJSJ, Andy Johnson. So, Jacksonville, welcome to the world of the Bill Press Show. We're going to be talking a little bit later to Matt Latimer, former speechwriter for George W. Bush, who has written a very funny and a very revealing tell-all book about the Bush White House. He'll be joining us a little bit later. But right now we're going to jump across the pond. I just saw him about 2 minutes ago on the screen on CNN. CNN's chief White House correspondent Ed Henry's been in Copenhagen covering the meeting of the International Olympic Committee. Ed, thanks for taking time for us this morning. How are you doing?
No problem, Bill. Across the pond, but I didn't want to let Jacksonville or any other big city in the U.S. Especially not Chicago.
Now, we're going to, I want to come back to Chicago. Of course, that's why you're there. But the breaking news this morning, the president, a meeting with General McChrystal. How did that come about?
Well, let me tell you the backstory, and the inside story is that over the last few days there's been real wild speculation behind the scenes that maybe while the president was here in Copenhagen, that this was all really just a cover for a secret trip to Afghanistan. He has not been to Afghanistan yet as president. So a lot of people were saying, oh, come on, you know, he's not going to fly essentially 7 hours each way. So about 14 hours just to be on the ground in Copenhagen for 4 hours. I mean, that is a significant use of presidential time, which is very valuable. And so this speculation was really rampant that maybe with this review of the war in Afghanistan, he'd take this chance to swing by Kabul on the way home. Instead, I think there was just too much speculation about it. The White House certainly doesn't want to risk any security issues. It's a very serious matter, obviously. And so instead, my understanding is General McChrystal was giving a speech in London yesterday. And so with him in Europe, the top people at the White House thought, look, what better way to follow up on that three-hour meeting in the White House Situation Room the other day about what's the strategy moving ahead in Afghanistan than to sit down with the man who wrote the McChrystal memo, which is suggesting that the president send a lot more U.S. troops to the ground, something that the president's not ready to sign off on yet. They want to really go through this with a fine-tooth comb.
So the general then flew from London to Copenhagen, correct? And,
yes.
And they had, they held their meeting on Air Force One?
Board Air Force One. And I've seen this happen before with other meetings because, look, there's probably not a more secure location than Air Force One, no matter where it is, because, you know, the fact of the matter is it's heavily guarded, and the president's got not only Secret Service around it, but the military, U.S. military is often, obviously, because it's an Air Force jet, is there, as well as the local military, in this case, Denmark. So it's a safe place to have a meeting, a secure place to have a meeting, and enable them to keep it secret, because rather than having a General McChrystal waiting in some building here in Denmark or somewhere, they had him waiting on Air Force One, and there was no press there. The press was following the president around, so it was a big surprise when it leaked out.
Was there any statement about how long they met and what they talked about, whether there was any decision or
no decision yet? But I'm told the meeting was about 25 minutes long, which is again a significant amount of time. If you think about the fact the president was only on the ground here for about a total of 4 hours in terms of Olympic business and meeting dignitaries here, to then sit down for another 25 minutes with the commanding general, I think they've been hearing some word out there, critics saying, look, you haven't made enough time for the commanding general in Afghanistan. You better make a little more time instead of spending all the time on health care. And the president's sensitive to that because he does devote a lot of time to the war in Afghanistan as well as the war in Iraq. And he wants to make sure that he hears out his commanding general, I'm sure. And so he did that. And there are no decisions made, but Robert Gibbs is apparently going to brief reporters on the way home. Air Force One is now headed back to Washington, we're told. Robert Gibbs will give us a little more detail of that 25-minute meeting, but no final decisions yet. I'm told by top White House aides they've got several other high-level national security meetings they're going to have in the next few weeks to try to sort out this policy.
And just to be clear, the general is not still on the plane, right?
He got off the plane, and my understanding is that he was going to head back to theater. He was going to head back to Afghanistan either today or tomorrow, but at some point this weekend he'll be headed back to Afghanistan. So the general did not come back to Washington.
Well, it seems to me, looking at it this way, it was a smart move on the part of the White House because there was also some criticism you alluded to that he had only spoken to the general once since March, and so that kind of puts that criticism to rest, I think, this meeting.
It certainly does, because also we should point out General McChrystal joined this three-hour meeting in the Situation Room by secure video conference back on Wednesday, so that's another meeting they've had.
All right, so on the Olympics, you were there for the presentation. Here's just for our listeners one quick clip here of the president making the case that we're ready to go.
To host athletes and visitors from every corner of the globe is a high honor and a great responsibility. And America is ready and eager to assume that sacred trust.
We're ready. Now, are they ready to give it to Chicago? What's the temperature there, Ed?
Well, I'll tell you two things. Number one, I've had two sources involved in the selection process here telling me that they think this is a real close battle. A person told me it was basically close as heck between Chicago and Rio. And Rio is the other big one. And the reason why Rio's got a strong case is that Brazil is a really fast-growing economy, number one. Number two, South America has never hosted the Olympic Games. And the Olympics, in part, the IOC wants to sort of spread it out so it's not always going to Europe. And if you think about Madrid is bidding here, well, you know, 2012 is going to London, another European country. And then, of course, you've got Tokyo is bidding. Well, the 2008 games went to Beijing. So Asia's already had a recent turn. So that's why most people here on the ground are saying it's either the U.S. or Brazil. And I got to tell you that while the president gave a real strong final pitch, and you played some of it there, it was very dramatic for him to swoop in like this. I think he gets the silver medal. The gold goes to Michelle Obama, his wife. She gave a very emotional talk. It was happening at, 2:30, 3 in the morning Eastern time, but I was awake here in Copenhagen because we're 6 hours in advance. I got to tell you, I just posted a blog about it at CNN.com, and people can check it out. She spoke emotionally about how her father had MS, as you'll remember, and he could barely walk, but he still took the time to teach her how to play various sports. He was a big sports fan. And she was talking about giving it your all, no matter what the challenges are. And her voice was cracking. And so it was very personal because let's remember, while everyone talks about the president being from Chicago, that's really his adopted hometown. He's from Hawaii. He lived in Indonesia for a while. She's born and bred in Chicago. So this was personal.
In fact, let's play a little. We'll play a little clip for our listeners, too. I was very impressed with her performance as well, or her presentation. Here's just a quick clip of Michelle Obama.
I am dreaming of an Olympic and Paralympic Games in Chicago that will light up lives and neighborhoods all across America.
Yeah, it really was personal with her. So how many are on this committee, and do they just, it's a majority vote? I mean, is it a public vote? How's it work?
It's all very secret. It's about 105 International Olympic Committee members.
Whoa.
If you're from the country, one of the countries that's going here, you have to abstain in the first round if your country's in. But once your country is knocked out, then you can vote for the three left on the table, for example. So what would happen is there'll be these four cities, including Chicago. They'll take a vote. If there's no clear-cut majority of, say, if there's 100 voting, if nobody gets 50-51, then all of a sudden the country with the lowest number, if somebody like Tokyo only got 18 votes or something like that, they'd be knocked out. Then they have another vote with the next three, and they keep going until they've got one. And bottom line, the voting starts 11 a.m. Eastern time, very secretive, behind closed doors.
Wait, 11 a.m. our time here in this country,
Eastern
right?
Eastern time, a.m., right?
A.m., okay.
And then the announcement is not until about 12:30, 1 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern time again. So a lot of high drama here, and I tell you, again, I'm hearing on the ground here a lot of people thinking Chicago and Rio. Some of my colleagues are sketching scenarios that maybe somebody like Tokyo or Madrid sneaks in because Chicago and Rio cancel each other out. Bottom line is, a few years ago, London beat out Paris by 4 votes.
Yeah.
It was a big, big match. People here on the ground saying it could be just as tight today.
Now, I'm planning on going down to the White House when the president returns today. He's due back at Andrews Air Force Base at 3 o'clock or 3:15 to get back to the White House at 3:30, which means, Ed, they'll be on Air Force One when the announcement is made, correct?
Yeah, right. And I've been on Air Force One many times, and there's very good capabilities, of course, not only secure communications, but we've got cable on there. So the media usually can watch, if there's a World Series game going on and you're on Air Force One, you get to watch the game. If there's a big dramatic news announcement, you can watch CNN, of course, because why would you watch anything else? So obviously, if the press can watch CNN, the President of the United States has an even better TV, I'm sure, a flat screen or something in the front of that cabin. We're in the back of the cabin, the back of the bus, if you will, and bottom line is this president is going to get the news aboard Air Force One somewhere around 12:30 or 1. He's either going to walk off that plane and do a fist bump with his wife,
yes,
or he's going to walk off that plane with a very simple wave.
I know. And he's scheduled, as you know, to make a presentation, a statement in the Rose Garden at 4 o'clock. So that should be very interesting. And hopefully it'll be a celebration, not only for Chicago, but for the United States. Hey, Ed, you've been doing great work over there. We'll see you back here. Have a safe trip back, and we'll keep our fingers crossed all day.
All right. Have a great weekend.
All right. You got it. Thanks, Ed. Ed Henry. Washington's chief White House CNN's chief White House correspondent in Copenhagen with the president and the first lady and Queen Oprah. They've made the case. They're winging their way back home, and he squeezed in a meeting with General McChrystal on Afghanistan while he was there. 866-55-PRESS. You know what still gets me about this? 866-55-77-377. I think it's very exciting. I hope we get the games. I can't believe that John Boehner is still out there. He and Michael Steele dumping on the president for going to Copenhagen in the first place. And on top of that, Bill Bennett, conservative talk show host Bill Bennett and CNN contributor Bill Bennett, announcing yesterday that he's for Rio. He'd rather have Rio get the games than Chicago. When did it become cool, right, to root for another country or against the United States? That's what Republicans have decided to do, okay? They were against the stimulus, they're against health care reform, they were against cash for clunkers, and now they're even against the Olympic Games coming to the United States. Whatever happened to patriotism? Whatever happened to USA? I don't get it. John Boehner. I don't get it, Bill Bennett. You know, I'm all for Chicago, and I'm all for the USA, and so is Barack Obama. 866-55-PRESS.
Every time I turn the Bill Press Show, I get pumped up.
You're listening to the official morning show of the Obama generation.
Well, I don't need coffee. I throw the coffee out the window.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Former police chief Joe DeLaurante.
The crime I'm about to reveal is intended to inform you about the risk of identity theft. As a police chief, identity theft was always a problem, but never at this level. The New York Times revealed the arrest of an identity theft ring responsible for over 130 million stolen credit and debit card numbers. 130 million, many from popular stores, restaurants, and websites. Even worse, some portion of those stolen cards were sold online to other thieves. And with 130 million stolen credit and debit cards floating around the internet, maybe mine, I didn't want to risk it. So I signed up for LifeLock, and you should too. Why risk suffering the cost of identity theft when just $10 a month helps protect you?
Call now and mention Officer Joe to take 20% off. That's like 2 months free. Call 1-800-983-0552. That's 1-800-983-0552. 1-800-983-0552.
Do you know why so many people have trouble learning new languages? Because they make the mistake of trying to learn it when they should just absorb it. And right now, a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone will show you how. So stop memorizing, stop translating, and please stop doing drill after boring drill. Because now you can unlock your hidden language learning potential with the world's fastest, easiest way to learn, Rosetta Stone. We don't want you to take our word for it. We don't even want you to listen to the U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, or NASA, who all believe in our program. We just hope you'll accept our free demo so you can experience the power of Rosetta Stone for yourself. Discover the secret to learning a language faster than you ever imagined. For your free demo, call 1-800-377-9196. Don't try to learn a language. Just absorb it. Call 1-800-377-9196. That's 1-800-377-9196.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
You know why we dig Fridays around here? Traffic's a lot lighter, and this morning, that's the case so far. Southbound 25, starting to see some more headlights, though. 104th down to 84th again, closer to downtown at Park Avenue in Aurora. Southbound 225, heavy Colfax to Alameda. Your forecast, going to be cold to start, becoming mostly sunny, mild, perhaps windy this afternoon. Highs going to be in the low 60s, about 63 degrees. Right now, it's 33 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents your odometer.
22,105.2.
Thanks, odometer.
22,105.3.
So you're telling me I should go to
your Ford dealer for scheduled maintenance, 0.4.
I will, thank you.
22,000, you're welcome, 5.5.
Yeah.
Get the Works Fuel Saver Package. Oil change, tire rotation, and multi-point inspection. $29.95 or less after mail-in rebate. Taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership for $10 rebate details through 10/31/09.
Does joint pain get in the way of your day? Does pain keep you from doing things you enjoy? If you have hip or knee pain, the pain you feel may be caused by arthritis. A clinical research study is evaluating an investigational drug to see if it can help reduce hip or knee pain from arthritis. You may qualify if you're at least 18, have hip or knee pain, and take medications like Aleve, Naproxen, or Celebrex for your arthritis. Other criteria may apply. As a qualified participant, you will see a study doctor to discuss your pain. All study-related care is included, and no insurance is required. Consider volunteering today. Call 1-877-500-4617. That's 1-877-500-4617. 1-877-500-4617. Or visit paintrial.com.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM 760.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics.
Then I pass the ball to
Taz in San Jose because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I pass the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line, created by our national development team.
Spread across 3 time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TIME to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code, TIME. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them, and they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
And half don't want the games. Well, I look, I understand after all the corruption that they've been through lately that they're maybe not feeling too good about the hometown, but I don't know. If I were Chicago, I'd be part of the booster committee. I think this is a way to bring Chicago back. Brat's calling from Chicago. What do you say, Brat?
Hey, well, obviously it's 50-50 because I hope they get it.
All right, there you go.
And the thing about it is you hit the nail on the head, though, with the Republicans.
Yeah.
A couple minutes ago with Bill Bennett and whoever. They all want Obama to fail. They want him to fail in anything he has.
No matter what it is.
No matter what it is. No matter if it benefits everybody, they want him to fail. And they have no alternatives out there for anything. And all they keep talking about is no, we can't do this, we can't do that. We want Rio to get the bid. Hey, you know what? If Chicago gets the bid, more power to them, because you know what? Hopefully people will take a look at all the stuff that last caller was talking about and make sure that there are safeguards put in place that stuff doesn't happen. And you know what? You know, this is a way for Chicago to change its image in the world community. You know, you hear report after report about how Chicago is nothing but Al Capone and gangsters and corruption, and that, you know what? This is a time for Chicago to shine. And I think we need to get behind this bid. And we need to make sure that Chicago is truly respected in the world community like it should be.
Yeah, look, Brad, I couldn't agree with you more. I think that's the right attitude. It's a great city. It's a great state. It'll be a great site for the Olympics. And I think it's a time to, to clean up Chicago and to clean up Chicago's image. And by the way, and I had a few emails this morning confirming this. There's not enough talk about this. First of all, it's going to benefit the whole country, not just Chicago, but it's particularly going to benefit the Midwest. Some of these events will be in Indianapolis. There'll be events in Milwaukee. Events I saw this morning. The bicycling events would be held in Madison, Wisconsin. So it's going to benefit the entire Midwest. I think it's great. I think we all ought to be behind it. Except for the Republicans, of course. They'll be against it because Obama is for it. You know what? They're against America today because Obama is the president of the United States. When we come back, Matt Latimer wrote a lot of George Bush's speeches. What does he have to say about working for
W? This is the Bill Press Show.
You remember how tough it was growing up? Are you now watching your child experience the same problems you had? Whether it's a struggle with making friends, teasing and peer pressure, or issues with honesty, respect, and courtesy, building self-esteem and character is critical to your child's happiness and success.
Hey parents, want your kids to have the skills necessary for a successful life? I'm Rob Heller. When I realized my 12-year-old was struggling to master basic people skills, I went looking for a program to help. I couldn't find anything that taught important life skills. That's why I created Boost Kids. I promise Boost Kids will do 3 things for your child. Teach them people skills, build their character, and boost their confidence. Developing these skills is what makes people successful in life.
I found that by doing the Boost program, it made everything a lot easier. I just felt a lot more confident.
Try Boost Kids now, 100% risk-free, by calling 877-855-3878. That's 877-855-3878. Take advantage of this limited-time offer. Try Boost Kids free, 877-855-3878. That's 877-855-3878.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Still nice and light, moving along at good speeds in Denver and Boulder and the highways in between. Still in the 50s and 60s on 225. Maybe a little heavy, though, southbound side there. Colfax to Alameda on 25. Our heaviest jams right now in Thornton, southbound side, 104th to 84th. Also getting busy in Commerce City, westbound 76 at 74th Avenue. Your forecast, mostly sunny but breezy. A high near 63 degrees. Another cold night with an overnight low of 30. Currently, it's 33 degrees in downtown Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Denver's best condo deal just got a lot better. The Pinnacle at City Park South now has special new pricing and below market interest rates that start at 2.5%. It's a limited time offer, so don't miss out. Find out more at denversbestforless.com.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free demo of your language software, so what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo.
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now. 1-800-400-2969. 1-800-400-2969. 1-800-400-2969.
Do you find yourself forgetting things? Don't feel as sharp as you used to? Then listen to what Steve from Minneapolis says about Neurostin.
I'm 51 and was feeling off my game. The young guys at my office, they're sharp. Meanwhile, I was having trouble forgetting names and important information. I've got to stay competitive. This is my life we're talking about. So when my wife saw an article about Neurostin, she called for a free trial.
Neurostin is a scientific breakthrough with clinically proven ingredients that can dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration and help reverse years of memory loss. Call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply. 1-800-900-3880.
Neurostin helps me keep up with the best of them. My memory's what it was 15 years ago.
A better memory's just a phone call away. Call now to try all-natural Neurostin risk-free while supplies last. For your free trial, call 1-800-900-3880 in the next 10 minutes and tell the operator you want to improve your memory for free. 1-800-900-3880. 1-800-900-3880.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looks so young.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the proven breakthrough called Hydroxytone. It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a risk-free trial today.
She always looked good to me. I can't believe how young she looks.
For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-500-0698. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-500-0698. 1-800-500-0698.
Here, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on AM760.net.
You know, the Abramoff.
This is the Bill Press Show.
All right, happy Friday. Friday, October 2nd, 33 minutes after the hour now. This is the Bill Press Show coming to you live, coast to coast, all the way from Jacksonville, Florida, to Seattle, Washington, and all good points in between. Speechless, Tales of a White House Survivor. A new book out by former speechwriter for George W. Bush, Matt Latimer. A book, I must tell you, which is a great read. I've been enjoying it and laughing out loud at it. Very well written by a person you would expect to write a good book, because after all, he's a speechwriter. And we've got a link up on our website at BillPressShow.com, so you can get your copy of Speechless. And the Matt Latimer joins us on the line this morning. Hey, Matt, congratulations. Good book. Good work.
Thank you very much. It's very nice to be here.
Let me ask you, so it's pretty clear that I'm going to start this way, because I'm part of the White House press corps. I go down there for the briefings. I didn't do it under Bush. I just decided I was going to do it under Obama. But, you know, you talk about people in the White House who have a lot of power, right?
Right, I mean, absolutely.
Speechwriters have a hell of a lot of power. You're putting words in the mouth of the president, the vice president, and yet, for the most part, people don't know even who the speechwriters are, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And, I mean, speechwriters could have a lot of influence over policy. I mean, there have been instances where speechwriters have basically come up with, you know, proposals and ideas. I mean, Mike Gerson, who was President Bush's first chief speechwriter, kind of was one of the architects of the AIDS and the money for to combat AIDS in Africa, for example.
Well, you talk about one of the policy that you put into the president's speech, and it became part of his policy, and it was just something you made up, right? Tell us about that.
Yeah. The president, you know, he used to give speeches constantly for any kind of prayer servers or day of prayer or things like that. And, you know, he was a religious person. And he was giving a speech for the National Day of Prayer or something. And I just sort of thought he would like the idea of calling for an International Day of Prayer where people of different faiths around the world could, you know, have a moment of silent prayer or something. And I just thought he'd like that idea.
So you were not told to put this in the speech?
No, nobody told me. So I just put it in there just to see what would happen, see if he liked it. And he called me up on the phone. And he was in his kind of full Texas mode that he sometimes gets in, and he said, "Hey, Matt, are you doing this prayer deal?" And I said, "Yes, Mr. President." And he goes, "Well, who put in this International Day of Prayer idea?" And I said, "Well, I did, Mr. President. It was amusing." And he said, "Amusing?" And thinking I meant funny. And I said, "No, amusing. Two words. An idea." We never quite communicated at the same level.
But he left it in, and he announced it, right? And so it became it's probably still U.S. policy. I don't know.
He did. And then somebody in the policy office said, "Who came up with that?"
And there you go. It's also pretty clear to me, Matt, that in the book, that there are some people you like and some people you don't like. I mean, you really like Dick Cheney.
I did like him. You know, I didn't see him in the beginning of the administration, but when I saw him at the end, I found him rather low-key, even sort of shy, which is not kind of his public image, but he was, you know, he'd much rather be with books. Like, he would bring a giant bag of books on planes so he could, you know, read as opposed to, you know, chat with people. He was just sort of, he kept himself reserved, and I sort of sympathized with that because I was a shy kid from Michigan and, you know, thrust myself into going to Capitol Hill and the Pentagon and all these places that I sort of had to force myself to do that, and I just sort of saw that quality in him, and I found him likable.
I had the impression that you're not a big fan of Karl Rove's.
That is probably a fair impression, and one of the...
Why not?
Well, one of the surprises, I think, in my book, and which was a surprise to me, was Karl Rove, you know, I had all this image built up in my mind that he was going to be this great mastermind, genius guru. I mean, maybe he's the evil genius, maybe he's Machiavelli, you know, whatever. But I found it to be very disappointing. And if you think about it, in the last 2 years that he was in the White House, he was given enormous power. He was in charge of all the political decisions. He was in charge of policy decisions.
And everything went to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah, we lost the House, the Senate, the White House.
Yeah. And this idea of the expanded or, what was it, forever Republican Empire, right?
That he was, oh, yeah, it was maybe the realignment, McKinley, and all
right.
That stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it poorly served the president. He got a lot of power, and he had unchecked power, and he was an unrelenting person. He once said to me, you know, never give an inch, and that seemed to be his philosophy for everything. And I'm for, you know, sticking to your guns, but, I mean, sometimes you got to compromise a little bit.
All right, so you're assigned a speech. How many people have to sign off on that speech, either today or in the Bush White House, before it gets to the president or before, you know, it's final?
Oh, gosh, it could be, it depends on the speech, but it could be, you know, dozens and dozens of people before. It goes through all the relevant offices all over the place.
Dozens? I mean.
Oh, sure.
Are speeches written by committee? Is that the way it works or what?
Well, unfortunately, that's the way it worked in the Bush White House. We wrote a lot of speeches that, you know, that I had my name on that I didn't think were very good because you have to do this consensus approach where everybody sort of agrees and everybody nitpicks and edits. And then once you get the lawyers looking at it, you know, the biggest battles we've ever had over speeches were like even jokes. Presidential jokes were vetted by the lawyers and they were all super serious and afraid that some joke would be taken the wrong way. And the president loved jokes. Very rarely, there's only one instance where I wrote a speech and the president got it ahead of time and said, "I don't want any changes to it." But that was very unusual.
In speaking about jokes, you point out that you liked, and apparently the president liked, jokes about his mother.
Yes.
And they were good. I mean, yes. I remember several of those. I mean, there's just little comments about his mom, who was in charge and where he got this from and that kind of thing.
Yes.
It sort of humanized him a little bit, I think.
That's what I thought, you know, and he was very close to his mother and liked to tease her, and they had very similar personalities, probably too blunt, if you will, tart-tongued, but he really seemed to enjoy talking about her. So my signature, if you will, of a speech was, any chance I got, I put in a Barbara Bush joke, because he loved those.
Matt Latimer is our guest. His new book, Speechless, has made a lot of news because of some of the comments he's made and some of the inside background information about the Bush White House, Speechless, Tales of a White House Survivor. Matt, do you consider yourself, I know some people have said this about you, do you consider yourself disloyal for telling stories out of school?
Well, you know, I find that, there's a small number of former Bush officials who have decided that I have invented the concept of a presidential aide writing a book about a president, when, of course, dozens and dozens, maybe hundreds of books have been written by former presidential aides about the presidents they worked for, some flattering, some not flattering, some mixed. They never forgave David Frum, for example, for writing a book about President Bush early on that was called The Right Man, which is actually a nice title, The Right Man, and they hated it.
By the way, it was a pretty complimentary book. I read that book.
It was, and they hated it because any hint of any criticism they don't like. And that's the mentality we ended up with in the Republican Party was, you know, even conservatives who had some criticisms of the administration on fiscal issues, for example, or different things, were shunned. You can't have that. And that's a recipe for a 30% party.
Did you sign any contract or any agreement that you would not write a book about your experience in the White House?
No, and neither did George Bush, who's writing his own book. Neither did Dick Cheney or Donald Rumsfeld or Condi Rice, or, you know, the list goes on and on. I mean, this happens all the time, and I think it provides insight and balance and information for people to make their own decisions. Like, I love, when I was younger, I read Peggy Noonan's book about Ronald Reagan, and I didn't necessarily agree with everything she said in the book, but it gave me more of a context and a color for that time and who Reagan was.
You suggested awarding the Presidential Medal of Honor to Teddy Kennedy. What happened?
Yeah, I did. And I don't know if it was a good idea or not, but I just wanted to raise the idea up to the level of the president to decide for himself, because the president could be quite generous to his political rivals. And he likes Ted Kennedy.
He and Teddy worked together on No Child Left Behind.
That's right.
You know, Teddy got a lot of crap from his fellow Democrats for
that's
it.
Right. That's right. And he had just been diagnosed with brain cancer, and I thought it would be a wonderful thing for a Republican president to give the last Kennedy brother, you know, this tribute when he was dying. I thought it would be a nice moment for the president. Anyway, that was immediately dismissed out of hand because Ted Kennedy was a liberal. And, of course, I'm not a liberal. I'm a conservative. And I don't even necessarily say it was a good idea or not, but I thought we should at least surface it. But Ronald Reagan gave the Medal of Freedom to liberals. Bill Clinton gave the Medal of Freedom to Republicans. It's a medal on behalf of the country and the presidency, not for some political, partisan, narrow purpose.
Yeah, I was there when Barack Obama ended up giving the Medal of Honor to
right.
To Teddy Kennedy through his daughter. But it wasn't just Teddy who was rejected at that time, right?
Right. Yeah. So then I found out J.K. Rowling had been suggested by somebody.
Harry Potter. God forbid.
Harry Potter face. And it was the reason was obvious. I mean, she had a compelling personal story, you know, and also she had gotten millions of children around the world interested in reading instead of video games and actually reading books.
But witchcraft.
And so, yeah, it was it was rejected because somebody decided somebody would be offended because Harry Potter encouraged kids to practice sorcery and witchcraft and tools of the devil, and I just thought that was absurd.
Well, yeah, we're defined by our least common denominator too many times. Again, Matt Latimer, the book is Speechless, Tales of a White House Survivor. It's a good book, good read. Republican or Democrat, liberal or conservative, it's just a good inside look at the White House. Last question I have to ask you, Matt, is it's sort of a sad note in the book when at some point, I'm paraphrasing here, but you kind of realize that when you look at other presidents and great speeches we remembered, that you were writing speeches for a guy who's not going to be remembered for any great speech.
Yeah,
right? I have it kind of, that's how you sum it up?
Yeah, I was at the...
Mediocrity, I think, is the word you use.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, he could, the president could be a compelling speaker, but at that point, people were sort of just not really listening anymore. And I was at the Judson Wilbur Society dinner that Bill Safire, who, of course, just recently passed away, had founded for all these presidential speechwriters. And here were the Kennedy writers and the Reagan writers very proudly, you know, trying to claim they had credit for each of the speeches. You know, they had a legacy they were proud of. And then here I was with, like, the Ford and the Carter people.
Yeah.
And nobody was, like, you know, dying to say, well, I was the Ford writer.
Yeah, and or I was a writer for George W.
Right,
Bush.
Right.
Matt Latimer, good book, good work, and thanks for telling the tales of a White House survivor. The book is Speechless. Again, a link on our website, BillPressShow.com. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you so much.
All right, great. It really is. I've found myself laughing out loud. He really dumps on Karl Rove. And Ed Gillespie, too, by the way. And Josh Bolton, he said his interview with Josh Bolton was like having a colonoscopy from a doctor with cold hands. Ouch.
We did not come to fear the future. We came here to shape it. I still believe we can act, even when it's hard.
The official morning show of the Obama generation. This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
You know, I've been thinking about joining Sam's Club, but with e-values, it was time to stop thinking and start saving.
Kim Holt on new e-values. Discounts loaded right onto your Sam's Club Plus card. No coupons to clip.
No risk. I get at least $200 in offers in a year or my money back.
That's on top of Sam's low prices on everyday essentials and extraordinary finds.
I'll save with e-values. I guarantee it.
So do we, Kim. Go to Sam's Club or samsclub.com and plus your members-only savings today. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
In this ever-changing world, Ility is essential. Ility creates versatility and respectability. But where do you get Ility? With an MBA earned from DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management, Ility is easy to find. The credibility you expect, the flexibility you need, and the ability to balance work, school, and life. Attend classes online or at our 85-plus locations nationwide. Learn more at keller.edu. Keller, your professional edge for 35 years.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Got a crash northbound 225 at Mississippi, causing some pretty good delays back around Iliff. Slow speeds there. Southbound side also sluggish. Colfax to Alameda again after Yosemite. And on 25, normal jams, Thornton and North Glen. Also downtown on the southbound side there after Park Avenue. One surface street crash, Hamden, just east of Monaco. Your forecast, cold to start, becoming mostly sunny and mild. Highs in the low 60s. Right now, 34 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's progressive. Talk.
Look, I can tell you all the ins and outs of car insurance, but sometimes GEICO surprises even me. Like when it comes to paying your premium. They can automatically debit your checking account or charge your credit card. It's easy, paperless, and I suspect magic. I don't know how they do it. I mean, I know how GEICO can help save you hundreds on car insurance, but all that electronic stuff, poof, off it goes, and you're all good.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you're in sales or own your own business, how long will it take you to find one really great sales prospect? A day? A week? A month? Well, what if you could make one 10-minute phone call and end up with 100 targeted prospects? And what if those prospects were yours for free? Give us 10 minutes, and we'll show you how to find 100 prospects just like your best customers. Here's the number, 1-800-700-5976. That's the number for Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted prospects. We'll find the right leads for you, no matter what you're selling or who you're selling to. And to prove it, we'll give you 100 targeted prospects for free. It all starts with a simple phone call. Simply tell us who your best customers are, and we'll find you more prospects like them. Don't waste a week trying to find one targeted prospect. Make one call and discover how to get 100 quality prospects. But you must call now. 1-800-700-5976. That's 1-800-700-5976.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado.
One less chore. Pickup and delivery at your door. Dry Cleaning Station takes one household chore off your list. They'll pick up and deliver your dry cleaning to your home or office, no extra charge. Let Dry Cleaning Station make dry cleaning convenient or drop your clothes by one of their three convenient locations in Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Parker. Go to DCSDenver.com. Dry Cleaning Station, located on the corner of Care and Satisfaction. Get $10 free dry cleaning at Bargain Watch on 850KOA.com.
Home, they arrive back at the White House at 3:30. I'll be there on the South Lawn. And then the president will be making coming off the chopper, going into the Oval Office briefly, then stepping out into the Rose Garden half an hour later to make a statement about the Olympics, and I'm sure also about his meeting earlier today on Air Force One while it was parked on the tarmac in Copenhagen with General Stanley McChrystal, who made a special trip there from London to meet with the president. It is a Friday. And so, as we do every Friday, bringing you our favorite clips of the week of the many, many, many we've been able to play for you. We started at the bottom, work our way up to the top. Indeed, speaking of Copenhagen, Michael Steele, Republican National Chair, says, anything that's good for the United States is a waste of time.
Number five.
You know, mistake is in the eye of the beholder. I just don't think it's necessary. I mean, I'm not going to care. I don't know the judgment behind the president going.
Yeah, but he said the president should have stayed home. Baloney. Anytime the president can do something that's going to help the United States of America, I'm all for it. David Patterson, moving right along, governor of New York, says, he doesn't care what the White House says. He's going to stay in the race, and he's not even sure they want him out.
Number four.
There are people who have told me not to run. There are a lot of people who have told me not to run.
But the White House specifically said, don't run.
I don't know that.
You don't know that? You certainly know you don't have their support.
Well, David, the White House has a country to run, and I have a state to run. And there's politics that go on all the time. I'm blind, but I'm not oblivious. I realize that there are people who don't want me to run. I've never gotten an explicit indication authorized from the White House that I shouldn't run.
Blind, but not oblivious. David Patterson to David Gregory on Meet the Press last Sunday. And the Detroit Lions, they are no longer the worst team in the NFL. It may be the Redskins. The Lions had lost 19 in a row. Who broke their record? The Redskins.
Number three.
Campbell, back to pass, steps up, gives it to Moss. It's the flea flicker, pitch back, it's the Betts, and the clock is going to run out. This game is over. The Redskins went over the middle for a quick play, and the clock shows triple zeros. And the Redskins fall to a team that had lost 19 straight coming into the ballgame. Final score this afternoon in Detroit. The Lions 19, the Redskins 14.
And on health care reform, it's pretty embarrassing. The Republic, we know the Republicans are against doing anything, but pretty embarrassing when the male Republicans don't even understand the importance of having some coverage in there for women.
Number two.
And I don't think you can go forward and allow 60% of the insurance companies not to provide basic maternity care.
John Kyle.
In a new system we're setting up that hopefully is going to be better than the old one. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman.
Here's John Kyle.
First of all, I don't need maternity care. And so requiring that to be in my insurance policy is something that I don't need and will make the policy more expensive.
If I could just interject once with my colleague, I think your mom probably did. But
yeah, okay. Good for you, Senator Stabenow. And finally, Rush Limbaugh takes off on me, Bill Press.
Number one.
Mr. Press, you missed the point. It is exactly. I mean, people on the right are not surprised by Obama. We knew it. That's why we voted against him. The people who are having their eyes opened are precisely the people on the left and the people in the middle. And a lot of people on the left don't care about health care and public option. They care about jobs, Mr. Press, and there aren't any.
So, again, the short-sighted ignorance of your average media liberal.
Ah, that's me.
Full display.
Yeah, that's me, your average media liberal. proud of it. And I'll be back with today's parting shot.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
What if I said you could erase your wrinkles, tighten your skin, and make frown lines disappear from view, all without surgery or injections? With all the creams you've tried, you're probably skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a free trial of a scientific breakthrough called Hydroxytone. Shed years from your appearance faster than you ever thought possible.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looked so young.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, what, 10 years at least?
Request your risk-free trial of this proven breakthrough today. The results are so impressive, Hydroxytone was given away in VIP gift bags at international film festivals.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Call now for your free trial of Hydroxytone. For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-300-0841. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-300-0841. 1-800-300-0841.
Is your computer running slowly? Does it take more than 3 seconds for your email to load? Are you getting pop-ups? How about spam? Well, if you're experiencing any of these symptoms, your computer and your privacy are at risk. Because these are the telltale signs of a virus. It'll only get worse until you act. Get a free diagnosis at mycleanpc.com and optimize your PC.
I got the free diagnosis, and now my computer is lightning fast.
My computer never crashes anymore.
Talk about optimization. My computer isn't even this fast at work.
MyCleanPC.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
When did you start feeling older? When was the last time you felt active and alive? When you felt alert and energized? If it seems like you're often tired and you don't feel as good as you used to, you should know it doesn't have to be this way. If you want to go from aging to active, get ready to call because we're giving away free trials of a fish oil formula that guarantees you'll feel a difference. To try it risk-free, call 1-800-500-3968. Omega-3 fish oil has been recommended by thousands of physicians around the world to help keep your heart, bones, joints, muscles, and skin healthy. And now researchers are discovering that fish oil with vitamin D supports your healthy energy levels and mood. For a free trial of pharmaceutical-grade Omega Berry fish oil, call now. We'll guarantee you'll feel a difference. Call 1-800-500-3968 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-500-3968. That's 1-800-500-3968.
Hear AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on am760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And on this Friday, October 2nd, my parting shot for today, let us all now praise Alan Grayson of Florida. Yeah, he's the only Democrat to fight back against Republican lies on health care. They say socialized medicine. He says, don't get sick. They say death panels. He says, die quickly. Republicans claim Grayson's as guilty as Joe Wilson. No way. There's a big difference between calling the president a liar on the floor of the House and simply telling the truth. So now Republicans want Grayson to apologize? Forget it. Did Republican Senator Tom Coburn apologize when he said Obama's health care plan will absolutely end up killing more people than it saves? Hell no. And Alan Grayson shouldn't apologize either. Let's face it. The only reason Republicans are so upset about Grayson's remarks is because he told the truth. Republicans don't want any health care reform. They don't care about the millions of Americans who have no health insurance. They've offered nothing on health care reform except the status quo, as Alan Grayson says, which is, don't get sick. That's my parting shot for today, folks. I'll see you on with Ed Schultz on MSNBC at 6 o'clock Eastern tonight. Brian Lamb from C-SPAN joins us on Monday, and I'll be down the White House to welcome the president home at 3:30. Have a great weekend. See you on Monday.
This is the Bill Press.
Do you find yourself forgetting things? Don't feel as sharp as you used to? Then listen to what Steve from Minneapolis says about Neurostin.
I'm 51 and was feeling off my game. The young guys at my office, they're sharp. Meanwhile, I was having trouble. Forgetting names and important information, I've got to stay competitive. This is my life we're talking about. So when my wife saw an article about Narostin, she called for a free trial.
Narostin is a scientific breakthrough with clinically proven ingredients that can dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration and help reverse years of memory loss. Call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply. 1-800-900-3880.
Narostin helps me keep up with the best of them. My memory's what it was 15 years ago.
A better memory's just a phone call away. Call now to try all-natural Narostin risk-free while supplies last. For your free trial, call 1-800-900-3880 in the next 10 minutes and tell the operator you want to improve your memory for free. 1-800-900-3880. 1-800-900-3880.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sevathany. The layoff axe cut deeper than expected in September, pushing the unemployment rate to a fresh 26-year high at 9.8%, an unwelcome surprise, says economist David Weiss.
The worry is we lost a lot more jobs, 263,000 in September, and yeah, that's a little scary.
I'm Steve Kathan. Overcrowded job fairs around the country still tell the scary story.
12 months I've been getting my unemployment, and I just got the extension, and I'd probably go for another 6 months.
Deborah Spillman's one of nearly a million Californians to lose work over the past 16 months. In Beaumont, Texas, 500 people turned out to apply for 45 prison job openings, and there's increasing evidence all over that more people are ditching old career paths to find anything that pays. Frank?
Well, the jobs report is moving the market. S&P futures are down 14.5 points just ahead of the opening bell. President Obama is heading back from Denmark after telling Olympic officials they would not regret giving Chicago the 2016 Summer Games.
The nation that has been shaped by people from around the world wants a chance to inspire it once more.
Live to Chicago and CBS's Steve Futterman. What are people there saying about the president's efforts, Steve?
Well, Frank, they hope it makes a difference. Chicagoans anxiously awaiting to find out if the Windy City will host the Olympics. Here at Daley Plaza, a rally is set to take place around the time the announcement's made. This woman wants the Olympics.
I think it's great for tourism and for the economy. I think it gives Chicago a chance to showcase its beautiful city.
But not everyone here wants the Summer Games. Some feel taxpayers would end up with a big bill. Live in Chicago, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
It's out in the open now. On his show last night, David Letterman owned up to affairs with female staff members. Letterman said he could understand if the women had gone public. What set him off was a blackmail threat from a CBS News producer.
What you don't want is a guy saying, oh, I know you had sex with women, so I would like $2 million, or I'm going to make trouble for you.
That producer was arrested yesterday and suspended from his job. A bad call by the Forest Service may have backfired. Live to CBS's Peter King. How was that, Peter?
Well, Frank, the Forest Service reportedly told supervisors to reduce the use of state and local firefighters 3 weeks before those deadly wildfires in Los Angeles began. The LA Times says it was a cost-cutting measure, but the Forest Service says it didn't affect the way the fires were fought. A deputy chief says plenty of reinforcements were used as the fires grew, but the flames just moved too quickly.
It's one miracle at a time. But not nearly enough for Indonesian rescue teams searching for people who may be trapped in the ruins of a deadly earthquake. CBS Cecilia Hatton is in the hard-hit coastal city of Padang.
2 days after the latest powerful earthquake, rescuers found a few survivors trapped under the wreckage of collapsed buildings. That small success has re-energized efforts to find the thousands still missing.
UN officials say the quake may have killed more than 1,100 people. This is CBS News.
Look, I can tell you all the ins and outs of car insurance, but sometimes GEICO surprises even me. Like when it comes to paying your premium. They can automatically debit your checking account or charge your credit card. It's easy, paperless, and I suspect magic. I don't know how they do it. I mean, I know how GEICO can help save you hundreds on car insurance, but all that electronic stuff, poof, off it goes, and you're all good.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Introducing the Ally Bank 12-month high-yield CD. With such a great annual return of 2.05% APY, people think there's a catch. But no, no catch, no teaser rate, no limited time offer, no fine print, jargon, or legalese. No hidden tricks, traps, pitfalls, curveballs, or doublespeak. Just a 12-month high-yield CD with a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. Call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally. Straightforward. Member FDIC.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. For the second time in 3 years, we are in the month of Rocktober. The celebration started yesterday afternoon after the Rockies clinched a playoff spot with a win over Milwaukee. The Rockies head to L.A. today, and manager Jim Tracy wishes he could take the Coors Field crowd along with him.
They're thanking me. I thank them. I thank them for the support and the way they've been towards us.
The Rockies are not done yet. They can still catch the Dodgers for the NL West title if they sweep them in Los Angeles. Boulder police say they could do without a return of the city's infamous mall crawl. The event used to draw thousands to Boulder's downtown pedestrian mall on Halloween night, but it also resulted in a lot of drunken foolishness and vandalism. Police and community leaders are trying to prevent a revival of the mall crawl, calling it dangerous and expensive. In sports besides the Rockies, the Avs won their season opener last night 5-2, and they also retired Joe Sakic's jersey. The Buffs lost to West Virginia 35-24 in college football. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
We do have an accident. This involves three cars. It's northbound, 2 1/4, on that approach to Mississippi. Sounds like it's off to the left side of the road, but catching some looks. Northbounders on I-25, you're really starting to struggle as you're making your way underneath the bridges. Your slowdown start right around Downing, taking you up towards Alameda. It's going to tack about 5 or 10 onto your drive from the tech center towards downtown. We're not seeing any slowdowns on the southbound side. We do have a minor accident. This is eastbound I-70 right around Havana. Doesn't sound like that one's really slowing anybody down. Surface street crash on Hamden. This is just east of Monaco. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be another chilly day today. Not as cold as yesterday, but the high's going to top out in the low 60s. We can expect some sunny skies. Currently, it is 49 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Treat your lawn to some Colorado-made, organic-based Pro-Rich Winterizer from Rich Lawn this fall. Pro-Rich Winterizer will help it survive the stresses of winter and get off to a great start next spring. Don't just have a lawn, have a Rich Lawn.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents your odometer.
22,105.2.
Thanks, odometer.
22,105.3.
So you're telling me I should go to
your Ford dealer for scheduled maintenance, 0.4.
I will, thank you.
22,000,
you know,
you're welcome, 5.5.
Yeah.
Get the Works Fuel Saver Package. Oil change, tire rotation, and multi-point inspection, $29.95 or less after mail-in rebate. Taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership for $10 rebate details through 1031-09.
Really progressing.
We progress it.
Love your show.
Love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love it too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Friday. It is Friday. And it's a cold one out there. I'm wearing my Mr. Rogers vest. Not really a vest, I guess. Sort of like a Mr. Rogers jacket.
Sweater jacket.
Sweater, yeah. I get to feel like I'm like 60.
Do you have one in every color?
No, I wish I did.
You should. And you should have a little closet at your entryway into your house that has like, you know, 5 hangers or 7 hangers, one for each day of the week.
I got to tell you, man. It's kind of like old man cool, old man chic.
Yeah, you keep
kind of cool.
You keep telling yourself that.
No, but like there is some old man chic, like members only jackets. You know,
yeah.
Like white shoes.
White shoes, huh? I don't do that. A pair of white shoes lasts me about a day.
No, white shoes are probably too much. But
old cool chic, geek chic. Is that what you're saying?
No, it's like there's geek chic, but I'm talking about like old man chic. Like senior chic.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's some older guys that dress pretty hip, like, you know, Phil Jackson, Lakers coach. He's pretty chic.
No, no, you're missing my point. I'm saying that actually dressing like a not cool old man is kind of cool sometimes.
Like I said when you start this, you keep telling yourself.
Like this sweater jacket is sweet, and I hope when I'm old that I will wear lots of sweater jackets. This is the only one in my arsenal right now.
It looks good on you.
Thanks, dude. So it's Friday, and a lot of news. We got a great show for you today. At 8, we're going to talk to Tony Massaro of League of Conservation Voters about an ad campaign against Congressman John Salazar dealing with clean energy. At 8:30, we'll check in with the Colorado Independent's chief energy reporter, David O. Williams, about uranium mining here in Colorado. And then at 9, we'll check in with Christy Harvey of the Center for American Progress. This hour, we're going to talk, we'll go back to our discussion about what the First Amendment should protect and should not protect. And we'll also open up a discussion about the constitutional powers of the Commander-in-Chief and the Congress. Who gets to decide, ultimately, who do you want and who does the Constitution empower to decide military policy? This is a big source of debate right now. President Obama taking the time to try to figure out a way forward in Afghanistan. He's taking incoming criticism from Republicans and from the Washington media for even entertaining the idea of doing something other than escalating the war there at the request of General Stanley McChrystal. Is President Obama within his rights to do anything other than rubber stamp the military leadership? We will discuss that after our news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
All right, let's start with health care reform, where our national news updates have started so often in the last couple months. The Senate Finance Committee voted Thursday to soften the impact of financial penalties that would be imposed on people who did not obtain insurance under sweeping health care legislation. So this is the individual mandate. Members of the committee changed the bill to exempt an estimated 2 million people who would face financial burdens in buying even the cheapest insurance available. Lawmakers delayed and reduced the penalties for others. Of course, this is seen as a victory, and it was a vote of 22-1 to pass this amendment. But it doesn't say, well, okay, they don't have to, you know, folks don't have to pay penalties if they can't buy insurance. But what happens to them in terms of their insurance? If they can't buy insurance, great, they don't have to pay a penalty. But what about that little detail about, you know, getting insurance, getting health care? Isn't that what this whole debate is supposed to be about? Seems like that's been missing from so much of this debate. The Republicans, their political strategy on healthcare, says the New York Times, is to bill the entire healthcare reform effort as a tax increase. First came the warnings that government would take over healthcare and panels of bureaucrats would decide when America's elderly should die. Then came assertions that President Obama would force reductions in Medicare spending that would cut off the elderly from favored doctors and critical lab tests. And in recent days, Republican leaders hoping to derail Mr. Obama's health care effort have seized on a new line of attack that the proposed overhaul is a vehicle for a barrage of hidden and not-so-hidden tax increases and a violation of Mr. Obama's pledge not to raise taxes on families earning less than $250,000 a year. Now, this just pisses me off because these people are just now talking all over the place. Because if you remember, the House bill proposed a surtax on people making over $350,000 a year in order to pay for all this, and the Republicans criticized that. Now, maybe what this says and what this tells us is what we learned yesterday when Mitch McConnell, the Senate Republican leader, said that no matter what is in the bill, no matter if every single thing Republicans want in the bill is in the bill, they will still vote against it. So maybe that's what we're seeing here. And I think what we're also seeing here is the idea that Republicans, while endorsing conceptually the idea of health care reform, have no ideas and no willingness to embrace any ideas to actually pay for health care reform. Here is a little tip. Creating a universal health care system will ultimately save a lot of money. We know that. But it's also going to require an initial investment. We know that too. That's what happens, for instance, in business, right? If you want to start a business, you got to put down an investment of money up front. You build your business, and you hope to make a profit back. And if your business plan is sound, like let's say a single-payer system would be, or even a robust public option would be, you're probably going to make that money back. But you got to put a down payment on what you're doing. Republicans don't want to acknowledge that. They think they somehow believe or want us to believe that you can do something real for free. Well, there is no free lunch. There is no free lunch. To Afghanistan, the top American commander in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal, who we will discuss later on in this hour, used a speech in London on Thursday to reject calls for the war effort to be scaled down from defeating the Taliban insurgency to a narrower focus on hunting down al-Qaeda, an option suggested by Vice President Joe Biden as part of the current White House strategy review. So McChrystal really, in a frontal kind of way, taking on and challenging the vice president. And the thrust of my new column in the Fort Collins, Colorado today, in the Denver Post tomorrow, out on the national wires this morning, is the question of who is the decider? Really, who are the deciders? Is it the military leadership or is it our elected leadership? And I am very uncomfortable with a general who is not elected and who is not empowered by the Constitution as our commander-in-chief, giving a public speech challenging his boss, challenging his commander-in-chief. I think that's absolutely inappropriate. What about the chain of command? Right? I mean, military folks tell us all about the chain of command. In what way is it appropriate for a general to give a public speech effectively pressuring, if not making demands, public demands, on his boss, the commander-in-chief, at a time when the commander-in-chief is trying to review all the options? It really calls into question who gets to be the decider. And the Constitution is very clear on this. The Constitution says the president and the Congress get to decide military policy, not the unelected military leadership. I'm not saying that the military leadership shouldn't have a say and that the administration shouldn't take into account what the military leadership is saying. But this is a real problem when you have the military leadership publicly taking on the commander-in-chief and the Congress's right to have final decision-making authority over military policy. And maybe that's a controversial thing to say, but it really, really concerns me. We don't live in a military dictatorship. We don't live in a junta. This is supposed to be a democracy. In other foreign policy news, the United States and Iran tentatively stepped back from looming confrontation on Thursday as the Islamic Republic reached an agreement with major powers that would greatly reduce Iran's stockpile of low-enriched uranium and reset the diplomatic clock for a solution to Iran's nuclear ambitions. The outcome, which President Obama in Washington called a constructive beginning, came after seven and a half hours of talks in an 18th-century villa on the outskirts of Geneva that included the highest-level bilateral meeting between the two countries since relations were severed 3 decades ago after the Iranian Revolution. So that's good news on the diplomatic front. Back to health care. The Wall Street Journal reports Democrats on the Senate Finance Committee voted Thursday to encourage limits on compensation of insurance executives responding to charges that expanding health insurance coverage would enrich insurance companies. The action came as the influential panel brought debate to a full close early Friday morning. And so sweeping health care legislation probably moves to the Senate floor in the next few weeks. Speaking of the Senate floor, Senate Democratic leaders signaled Thursday that their version of health care will include some form of a public option, but it may be limited in scope so they can secure 60 votes to break a Republican filibuster. So the shenanigans are beginning. You're going to start hearing things about a trigger, about a watered-down public option, about only a few states being allowed to have a public option. So we'll keep on top of those details. I love this story from the Politico. Memo reveals Dems' strategy on the bailout. On the one-year anniversary of the $700 billion Wall Street bailout, Democrats are pitching a fresh message. It was Bush's bill. What a joke. According to a strategy memo leaked to the Politico, Democrats plan to remind voters that it was the Bush administration that proposed the bailout, releasing a simple three-page bill that would have given the Treasury Department unprecedented and expansive authority. Of course, the bill was passed with a huge amount of Democratic votes, with the support and urging, the public urging of passage by then presidential candidate Barack Obama. I'm not saying the Republicans had no role in this. Clearly, the Bush administration had a role in it, a big role. Arguably the decisive role, but so did Democrats. Democrats had a decisive role in it as well. And a lot of House Republicans voted against it. So the idea that the Democrats are going to run out there and criticize the bailout that their votes made possible is such a joke. It's so cynical. It's disgusting. This story is insane. Senator John Kerry, the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, has blocked Senator Jim DeMint, the Republican of South Carolina's trip to Honduras, slated to begin Friday. DeMint was scheduled to meet with and effectively promote, speaking of military governments, the military-backed government in Honduras that had couped, that had performed a coup on that country's democratically elected leader. The U.S. government's position is that the democratically elected leader needs to be put back into power because he was democratically elected. That's the U.S. government's official position. And yet we have a crazy lunatic Republican senator who is trying to defy U.S. government policy to go help prop up a government in Central America that is in power via a coup. You want to talk about the Republicans' disrespect for democracy? There it is right there. John Kerry trying to use his power as the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee to block that trip. And finally, in a piece of economic news, after the shopping binge inspired by the U.S. government's cash for clunkers incentive program ended, U.S. auto sales plunged in September and the industry sunk back to the depths from which it started, figures released Thursday showed. So that is not good news. That's a Washington Post story headlined, A Post-Clunkers Slump. That's your national news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
All right, I'm going to call an audible here. What we're going to do is we're going to put off our Colorado news update to the 8 a.m. hour, and we're going to open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. Who gets to decide military policy? Elected leaders or the military leadership? Who do you want deciding big? I'm not talking about tactical, you know, what town to go into. I'm talking about the big decisions. Should we escalate in Afghanistan? Should we start withdrawing from Iraq? Should we invade another country? Who gets to make those decisions? The president or the military leadership? Has the presidency in recent years been too deferential to military demands? The Republicans are criticizing President Obama for considering any other option other than the demands of General Stanley McChrystal in Afghanistan to massively escalate the war. Is the president out of line? Should he simply rubber stamp General McChrystal's demands? And is General McChrystal out of line for giving a public speech pressuring the White House to do what he wants? Should a general be publicly pressuring the commander-in-chief to do what he wants? Publicly pressuring his boss as the Constitution lays out the structure? We'll take your calls. I'm sure it's going to be fiery after a traffic update with John Turk.
Still working this three-car crash, northbound 225, approaching Mississippi. Delays back past Iliff, approaching Parker Road now. Also got a crash eastbound I-70 near Havana. Small delays around Quebec Street. Looking at some stop and go, eastbound 270, Quebec to I-70, and our surface street accidents, Hamden east of Monaco. Also got a traffic light situation. Looks like they're out there at Sheridan and 6th Avenue. Your forecast, mostly sunny but breezy, a high near 63. Another cold night with an overnight low of 30. Tomorrow, sunny and mild, a high of 67. And on Sunday, partly cloudy but dry, highs in the upper 60s. Right now, 32 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The Better Business Bureau invites you to hear Holly Petraeus. Hi, my name's Anita. I'm concerned about the world in which our five-year-old will grow up. Did you know that there are over 600 toxic, cancer-causing chemicals present in common household cleaners? That's why we started our business, OurCleanWorld.com. We sell environmentally friendly products infused with silver that kill 99.9% of bacteria with only water. Click on our banner ad right now, located on your Listen Live player, or visit OurCleanWorld.com. Save money, time, and keep the planet clean for future generations.
Thank you, Mama.
Listen to some of the reasons why thousands of employees have reported software piracy to the Business Software Alliance.
I had my hesitations about reporting my boss, but in the end, I knew it was the right thing to do. I really did like the fact that my reporting software piracy stayed confidential.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BS.
Arthritis. You may qualify if you're at least 18, have hip or knee pain, and take medications like Aleve, Naproxen, or Celebrex for your arthritis. Other criteria may apply. As a qualified participant, you will see a study doctor to discuss your pain. All study-related care is included, and no insurance is required. Consider volunteering today. Call 1-877-500-4617. That's 1-877-500-4617. 1-877-500-4617. Or visit paintrial.com.
Hi, my name's Anita. I'm concerned about the world in which our five-year-old will grow up. Did you know that there are over 600 toxic, cancer-causing chemicals present in common household cleaners? That's why we started our business, OurCleanWorld.com. We sell environmentally friendly products infused with silver that kill 99.9% of bacteria with only water. Visit our site, OurCleanWorld.com. That's OurCleanWorld.com. Save money, time, and keep the planet clean for future generations.
Thank you, Mama.
Working through lunch again? Try a delicious Campbell's soup in a convenient microwavable bowl. Like Campbell's Select Harvest Chicken with Egg Noodle Soup. Eat right. Right at your desk. Campbell's. Mm-mm good. At work.
AM 760 has the J. Marvin Show mornings at 6.
Your calls do count.
I wanted to say I love your show.
This is worth being late for work.
Ed Schultz, mornings at 10.
It's not brain surgery.
Then it's Tom Hartman, afternoons at 1.
Patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and freedom.
Mario comes your way at 4.
The American dream is still alive.
And Randy Rhodes, evenings at 7.
It's unbelievable.
This is AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Article 1 of the Constitution. Congress has the power to declare war. Article 1, Section 9. Congress has the power to make appropriations, i.e., Congress has the power to fund or defund wars. Article 2 of the Constitution. The president shall be the commander-in-chief of the armed forces. So why, if it's so clearly set out that way, why are Republicans and the Washington media criticizing President Obama for taking the time to plot a course forward in Afghanistan? They are specifically criticizing him for not immediately rubber-stamping a report by General Stanley McChrystal calling for a massive troop escalation in Afghanistan. Now, a little background. The public, by every single poll that's come out on this issue, strongly opposes a troop buildup in Afghanistan. McChrystal released a report last week calling for the opposite, a massive troop buildup in Afghanistan. The president responded to that report by saying, "We are going to consider all of our options." He held a meeting yesterday with his military advisors. In fact, Robert Gates, the Secretary of Defense, the Bush holdover, who had been pushing for a military buildup, has reversed that, or seems to be reversing that. According to the Wall Street Journal, he's saying maybe we should consider some other options. Meanwhile, Republicans like Senator Kit Bond of Missouri, he said he's lambasting President Obama for, quote, letting political motivations override the needs of our commanders. John McCain,
saying, quote, I've never seen a disconnect between the military leadership and the White House as right now. Basically, what they're saying is that Obama is failing the country by taking the time to consider doing anything other than rubber stamping the military's demands. And it's not just politicians. As I point out in my new newspaper column out today, it's also the media. You've got the New York Times saying, quote, it will be very hard to say no to General McChrystal, no matter what the commander-in-chief wants to do. And the Washington Post in an editorial insisting that Obama's failure to promptly back McChrystal's surge proposal could, quote, dishonor America. And so my overarching question is, what has gotten into this country? I mean, our founders made it pretty clear that they set up the Constitution to vest military decision-making authority with the President of the United States and with the Congress. Now, I've got a problem in the sense that the President, I think, in many cases, has way too much power and the Congress has way too little. But this is not a President versus Congress question. This is a President and Congress, or really elected civilian leadership versus unelected military leadership question. Who gets to make the big decisions? We're not talking about the small, not small, but the micro tactical decisions, right? We're not talking about who gets to decide whether to take this hill or go into this town. We're talking about the big decisions. Escalate, don't escalate, invade, don't invade. And the Constitution, I think, is pretty clear. It says the commander-in-chief shall be the, you know, shall be the final decision maker. The president shall be commander-in-chief. And that was clearly for a reason. Our founders said that civilian leadership needs to be the one with final decision-making authority on military decisions. Why? Because that is a way to make sure that in our democracy, public opinion, what the public wants, because that's what a democracy is supposed to be all about, that what the public wants has at least some say in military decision-making authority, in military decisions, through our elected leadership. The founders set it up that way so that our democracy had some say in military policy. They also set it up that way so that America wouldn't become Napoleonic France. Right, where a general heads the country in a dictatorship. Now, it's one thing to elect a general, but Napoleon was a dictator. Joseph Stalin, a general who was a dictator. That was what our founders were trying to prevent. And yet we've got this push in Washington to create that kind of system, I think, to say that the president has no right, the Congress has no right to deliberate over military policy, that the only thing the president should do is rubber stamp what the military wants. Now, where does this come from? This comes from the Vietnam War. Politicians and the media fought what was known as the Vietnam Syndrome, the fear by the public that every military invasion would end up being a Vietnam. They fought that by blaming Vietnam, blaming the war on politicians. The movies did that. Rambo did that. A lot of politicians did that. Ronald Reagan, of course, was the big one who pushed this. He said in a 1980 speech that the Vietnam conflict was lost because politicians forced men and women to fight in a war the government was afraid to let those soldiers win. And what that's become 30 years later is this very clear move towards authoritarianism, to say that the president has no right to make any decisions other than what the military wants. And by the way, before we get to the phones, and we're going to get to the phones in a second, this has been very, very pronounced in recent years. Remember, you heard Vice President Cheney a couple of years ago say that public opinion doesn't matter, quote, does not matter when it comes to military policy. President Bush, effectively abdicating his constitutional authority when asked about Iraq, kept saying, quote, troop levels will be decided by our commanders on the ground, not by political figures in Washington. Of course, again, the Constitution says political figures in Washington, for better or for worse, should be the ones who decide. So who do you think should be the decider? 303-713-7600 is the number. 303-713-7600. And do you think General Stanley McChrystal is out of line for giving a public speech after releasing this report demanding an escalation? Do you think General McChrystal is out of line for giving a public speech aimed at pressuring his bosses, the commander-in-chief, the congressional leadership, to support an escalation? Do you think he's out of line to give a speech like that when he knows that the administration is deliberating all of its options? 303-713-7600. We'll open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo after a traffic update with John Turk.
Well, we got a couple different things going on 225 right now, Dave. First, a crash northbound side approaching Mississippi. Backups to basically between Parker and Iliff. Also got reports of some black labs or a couple dogs running around near Colfax on 225. People are getting out of their cars trying to round up that dog. So do be careful there in Aurora. Also got a crash eastbound I-70 at Havana. Traffic lights out, Sheridan and 6th. And finally a crash Hamden just east of Monaco. That one should be cleaned up here soon. Forecast, cold to start, becoming mostly sunny, mild, with highs in the low 60s. Right now, 32 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Today, AM 760 is brought to you by Our Clean World.
If you think you can't afford to live at Denver's most successful new condo, specially reduced pricing and below market interest rates may change your mind. Check it out at denversbestforless.com. You can't afford not to.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you audio on demand.
The clock starts ticking once your mortgage payment is late. Foreclosure kills your credit. Mario for ColoradoForeclosureAnswers.com. I've met Jeff Gadd at Colorado Foreclosure Answers of Coldwell Banker. Jeff says that people get foreclosed on because they don't know there are options. Jeff is professional, discreet, and understanding, and will help you for free. Go to ColoradoForeclosureAnswers.com. Don't pay anyone a dime until you talk to Jeff. Call 720-231-2509.
When you're protected by Identity Guard, you will experience an unimpeded life.
That's right. I'm going to waste even more time noodling around on social networking sites.
Our company has helped over 20 million customers of leading U.S. banks actively manage their identity exposure. So we know what the dealio is.
I will fearlessly use my credit card in any restaurant, in any city, in any country, even Brooklyn.
Identity Guard scans everything from credit bureaus to public records, alerting you 24/7.
I am going to expose myself anytime I feel like it. Oh, wait, that didn't come out right.
And should the unthinkable happen, Identity Guard covers you with our $1 million loss insurance. It will make you want to say,
"Let's go, life! Let's go!"
Let's go, life, indeed. Identity Guard. Live a more streaming life. Call 877-ID-GUARD now or visit identityguard.com. That's identityguard.com.
If you haven't thought about your car's battery in a while, it's time to talk to someone who has. The pros at Advance Auto Parts. They know all about batteries, how long they last, and when they should be replaced. One conversation at Advance could be the difference between being sure or being stuck. And if it turns out you do need a new one, Advance has an AutoCraft battery for almost every make and model and will install it for you at most stores right on the spot, free of charge. Advance Auto Parts. We'll help you keep the wheels turning.
Stop wasting money and breathe easier. Enter today to win $350 in vehicle maintenance and repair at aircarecolorado.com. Regular maintenance saves you money and helps clean the air. Brought to you by the Regional Air Quality Council, EnviroTest, and the Maintenance Matters Coalition.
World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to mycleanpc.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at mycleanpc.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
You know, I'd been thinking about joining Sam's Club, but with e-values, it was time to stop thinking and start saving.
Kim Holt on new e-values. Discounts loaded right onto your Sam's Club Plus card. No coupons to clip.
No risk. I get at least $200 in offers in a year or my money back.
That's on top of Sam's low prices on everyday essentials and extraordinary finds.
I'll save with e-values. I guarantee it.
So do we, Kim. Go to Sam's Club or samsclub.com and plus your members-only savings today. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
In the world of fairy tales, Sleeping Beauty had three good fairies to protect her.
But in our world, protecting the beauty of the forest is the responsibility of everyone.
Listen well, all of you.
9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans and can be prevented.
We'll all pitch in. If humans can do it, so can we.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Log on to SmokeyBear.com to find out what you can do. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Yesterday, Defense Secretary Robert Gates telling the Wall Street Journal that he is reconsidering whether we should escalate, his position on whether we should escalate the war in Afghanistan. Vice President Joe Biden seems to be advocating a different kind of counterinsurgency strategy. General Stanley McChrystal, meanwhile, the U.S. commander in Afghanistan, the newly appointed U.S. commander in Afghanistan, giving a public speech trying to push back. Is it appropriate for a general to give a public speech attempting to pressure his own bosses, bosses empowered by the Constitution in Article 1 and Article 2 of the Constitution? 303-713-7600. Are we seeing an authoritarian, anti-constitutional, militaristic assault on the separation of powers? The separation whereby the founders say that the elected civilian leadership of this country gets to make military, the big military decisions. Is the pushback against Obama taking the time to consider all options, including, by the way, General McChrystal's report? But is the pushback against Obama for considering doing something other than rubber stamping McChrystal's demands, is that an anti-constitutional assault on our democracy? 303-713-7600. Josh in Aurora, you're on AM 760. Josh.
Yes, sir.
You're on the air.
Oh, perfect. Hey, the comment I wanted to make, coming from a military standpoint, is number one, I want to preface this by saying I'm mostly Republican, but as a soldier, I could care less for either president or political party because they do no good to the military. But having said that, the general has 20 to 30 years of war fighting experience and doctrine, and an individual that has 4 years in office or even a few months in office should not be calling the shots. I know what the Constitution says, but fundamentally, that's just it's inappropriate. You should listen to the generals on the ground, and the reason why they're there and they have that much experience is because they're entrusted to make those calls. And people that are sitting back, you know, thousands of miles away, they have no idea and have never done anything, should not be making those calls. It's that simple.
Well, I think there's a difference between making calls, and as I said, I think there's a difference between who should make tactical calls on a day-to-day basis and who should make the big calls. I mean, we're not talking right now about, you know, whether we should go into one town or the other in Afghanistan, or what the day to day deployment strategy, which battalion should go where kind of tactics. We're talking about whether to massively escalate the war or not massively escalate the war. Those are the big calls. And I mean, you've acknowledged that. I mean, so let me first say that I think you and I agree about who should be making the day-to-day calls. I mean, we can agree on that. But the problem is, and you've acknowledged that what you're saying runs counter to the Constitution, is that the Constitution says that our elected leadership gets to make and should make, it doesn't say just gets to make, but actually should make those calls, because in a democracy, what the public wants should have at least some seat at the table. I mean, I'll throw it back to you. Aren't you concerned, and I know you're in the military, but just as a voter, that we have, because of this ethos, because of this defer all big decisions to the military that we've gotten of late, aren't you concerned that a public that has been strongly opposed to the length of the Iraq war, a public that may be strongly opposed, that is strongly opposed to a massive deployment, a massive escalation in Afghanistan, that if you simply defer to the military and don't allow the civilian leadership to have to make the decision that the public, in whose name all of this is being prosecuted, the public will be left out of the equation.
Well, having said that, I think that the individuals that should, in a perfect state, again, I say utopia, perfect state, should serve a minimum amount of time in the military so that they could be able to educationally make those decisions themselves and not just listen to the media or decide what they want to read when they want to read it, from what standpoint or different things from different angles. But having said that, you're absolutely right. I do think, in my opinion, it's written in Sun Tzu's Art of War. The longer a war goes on, the less likely the public's going to support it.
Right, and so what I'm saying is that the Constitution was set up this way so that effectively so that wars could not be prosecuted with the public's money, the public's people, the members of the public. That wars could not be prosecuted with the public's treasure, with the public's blood, unless there was some form of public consent to that. And I think if you simply rubber stamp what the military wants, and by the way, I just want to make another point here. Ultimately, President Obama and Vice President Biden and the Congress may decide to do what General McChrystal wants, and they may decide to defy public, what the public wants, right? I mean, the public, we know what the public wants according to every single poll. They don't want an escalation. But our elected leaders may ultimately decide to go with General McChrystal. My only point is, how is it a controversy that President Obama and the Congress and the Obama administration are taking McChrystal's report and not unquestionably rubber stamping it? In other words, the controversy has been that Obama is doing something other than immediately rubber stamping that report and that demand. And I think if that's a controversy, then we are seeing an assault on our Constitution. I mean, and I got to get another couple calls here, but I'll just ask one last question of you. I mean, don't you think it's the president's responsibility, the administration's responsibility, not to simply ask no questions, simply take General McChrystal's report and rubber stamp it? Don't you think it's their responsibility to ask questions, look at all options, and deliberate?
If I may just take 20 seconds, no more, to answer that. I honestly believe, yes, everything should be taken into consideration. Having said that, I would hope that whatever leaders we have in the future will understand that a war is supposed to be fought. Enemies will get destroyed. People will die, yes. But the army is being used in the wrong way. We are not a sustainment force.
Oh, I agree with that.
And that's why we're getting a lot of bad pushback and a lot of awful press, because there's a lot of greats that do a great job at killing and making the objective. And that's what we're supposed to do. We're not supposed to build up a force. We're not supposed to rebuild a country.
And that's the fundamental debate that's happening right now. I think a lot of people see General McChrystal's request as a request to escalate and become an occupying force. And I think that may be a short-term way to deal with short-term problems, but I think the Obama administration and our elected civilian leadership is asking the question, is that going to misuse, in a bigger sense, the military? Hey, thanks for the call. Really appreciate it. 747 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll go back to the phones. Let's go to Rick and Greeley. Rick, you're on AM 760.
Hey, David, how are you?
Good.
I really appreciate what that last caller said. I would like to actually challenge him a little bit and say that I agree more with you that Obama is the commander-in-chief, like you said, for better or worse. That is his job as given by the Constitution. And I think a lot of this problem might be the fact that for a long time we've been a nation where wars and military conflicts have been, quote-unquote, won by this country, and now we're staring at a situation where people, the public has this opinion that if we pull out of Afghanistan, we effectively lost the war that Bush started, and that doesn't sit well with a lot of people.
Yeah, and what's interesting about it is that you make a good historical point that in fact, a lot of the wars that we used to fight, state-to-state wars, right, state-based wars, meaning there were nations that we would fight, there were governments that we would oppose, you could kind of see a winner and a loser, right? And since Vietnam, because, Vietnam was sort of a quasi-state to state battle, but it was, you know, the Vietnamese were like the North Vietnamese were kind of a militia, and now the war on terror, and now Afghanistan.
Even Vietnam was that one kind of ugly duckling that it was like, well, it wasn't a real war because Congress never really declared war. So the fact that we pulled out of there doesn't mean we lost it because it wasn't a war to begin with. You know, you heard all of these excuses, the fact that the United States was the most powerful country in the world, and here we are fighting a battle that, I mean, what is the objective?
The question. And as I cite in my column, even George W. Bush's former national security advisor is saying we may not even know what we're doing. So you're right that we don't know what the objective is, but I think you make an even bigger point that in modern warfare now, it's harder and harder by virtue of the threats that we face, the asymmetrical threats that we face, to declare a winner and a loser. And so I think you're right. I think the question is, you know, the question has become on these bigger issues, do we escalate and become an occupying force or not? And should we allow this almost old-fashioned idea of there's a winner and a loser to determine that? And the even bigger question is, you know, shouldn't the public's opposition to a war be front and center in war-making policy? Shouldn't that ultimately trump what military commanders may want to do? I mean, after all, we do live in a democracy. Right, I'm not saying that we shouldn't listen to our military commanders for advice and counsel. I don't think the administration should go out of its way to ignore General McChrystal. It should take what he's saying very seriously. Should it simply rubber stamp his report without asking questions, without deliberating, without looking at all options, military and non-military? I don't think so. Because the decider, according to the Constitution, is the Congress and the President. Since when did that become controversial? If that's controversial, are we trampling our Constitution? 303-713-7600. Thanks for the call. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Looks like they just cleaned up that crash northbound 225 at Mississippi, but still some pretty heavy jams going through there, beginning back after Parker Road. Also stop and go eastbound 270, 25 to Vasquez, and southbound 225 also heavy for us as where you're making your way towards the tech center there after Parker Road. Our other highway crash, the current one, eastbound I-70 near Havana. Small delays around Quebec. Traffic lights still out, Sheridan and 6th. Your forecast today, mostly sunny but breezy. High near 63. Another cold night with an overnight low of 30. Right now, 33 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Now, Bob Evans sausage is available at a grocery store near you, so you can enjoy that homestyle flavor perfect for breakfast, lunch, dinner, anytime. You'll find lots of delicious and affordable recipes at bobevans.com/recipes.
Do you find yourself forgetting things? Don't feel as sharp as you used to? Then listen to what's
one less chore. Pickup and delivery at your door. Dry Cleaning Station takes one household chore off your list. They'll pick up and deliver your dry cleaning to your home or office, no extra charge. Let Dry Cleaning Station make dry cleaning convenient or drop your clothes by one of their three convenient locations in Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Parker. Go to dcsdenver.com. Dry Cleaning Station, located on the corner of Care and Satisfaction. Get $10 free dry cleaning at Bargain Watch on 850KOA.com.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
$3 in vehicle maintenance and repair at aircarecolorado.com. Brought to you by the Maintenance Matters Coalition and Virotest Air Care Colorado and Sportique Scooters. Maintenance, the smart thing to do.
73, now's the time we talk to Presidential Brokerage. 303-694-1600. Again, 303-694-1600. On the line with us is Jason McBride. Jason, what's going on in the markets today?
Hey, good morning.
morning.
Good morning.
David, little rough this morning, too. The jobs report came in weaker than expected. Hourly wages were weaker than expected. The market doesn't like it. We started off down about 100 points, but we're trying to climb out of the hole right now, David. So we'll see how we come out by the end of the day. Certainly one of the things that that we've been talking about here on the show is protecting your money, being able to protect it. One of the things that we do use here at Presidential, Dave, to do that is certain types of annuities. For example, let's say a person went into the beginning of 2007 with $100,000 invested in the market. They've probably got about $75,000 left right now, somewhere around there. With these type of products we use, when the stock market goes up, you're going to get some of the gains, and in years when it goes down, you just keep your money. So that same person in one of these type of products, you know, they might have $105,000, $110,000 right now, and that money's protected from any further loss.
To get more information about those annuities and those ways of protecting your money, which is so important in these up and down days of the market, give Presidential Brokerage a call, 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600, protecting your money. Jason, it's a good way of talking about it. I think a lot of people are worried about exactly that. And again, the number for Presidential Brokerage, 303-694-1600. Hey, man, have a great weekend.
You too, sir. Thank you.
When did you start feeling older? When was the last time you felt active and alive? When you felt alert and energized? If it seems like you're often tired and you don't feel as good as you used to, you should know it doesn't have to be this way. If you want to go from aging to active, get ready to call because we're giving away free trials of a fish oil formula that guarantees you'll feel a difference. To try it risk-free, call 1-800-500-3968. Omega-3 fish oil has been recommended by thousands of physicians around the world to help keep your heart, bones, joints, muscles, and skin healthy. And now researchers are discovering that fish oil with vitamin D supports your healthy energy levels and mood. For a free trial of pharmaceutical-grade Omega Berry fish oil, call now. We'll guarantee you'll feel a difference. Call 1-800-500-3968 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-500-3968. That's 1-800-500-3968.
Working through lunch again? Try a delicious Campbell's soup in a convenient microwavable bowl. Like Campbell's Select Harvest Chicken with Egg Noodle Soup. Eat right. Right at your desk. Campbell's. Mm-mm good. At work.
All right, I've been doing a lot of talking here about whether the president should be the decider, the president and the Congress should be the decider on Afghanistan, or the generals. I'm going to let the callers now do the talking. We got about 2 minutes here, so everyone's got 30 seconds. We're going to fire right through here. Milt in Boulder. Milt, you got 30 seconds. Go for it.
Hello?
Hello, Milt. You got about 30
yes.
seconds. Fire away.
I'm old enough to remember when Douglas MacArthur stepped out of bounds politically in Korea, and Harry Truman fired him.
That's right. That's right. And you're making, I know, I get the point that you're making, which is that Harry Truman, when this kind of thing happened before, although certainly on a bigger scale, at that point, Harry Truman said, I'm the commander in chief. The Constitution empowers me to be the decider, not the military leadership. Milt, great point. Thanks for the call. Richie in Denver, go ahead.
Yeah, Ralph, Colorado Springs. What everybody is overlooking is that the oath every officer takes is to support and defend the Constitution, not the president. McChrystal needs to tell we the people what's going on. The president has the duty, and McChrystal has a duty to him, to follow what the American people, through their commander-in-chief, the president, finally decide.
That's it. That's exactly right. And I think a lot of people are, I think some people are asking the question whether a general going in front of the public and trying to pressure the administration is doing just that. Thanks for the call. Jim in Loveland, you got about 20 seconds. Jim, fire away.
Yep. Hello, David. The question that you've been asking about what is causing the constitutional issue here, no one's talked about it. 1973 War Powers Act, which has further muddied and is of questionable constitutionality. And if you want to spend an hour discussing that, I think that would be a wonderful topic because McChrystal has to play to the Congress in order to compel a president to get operational needs on the ground.
Well, that's true, but the thing is that Congress hasn't even declared war in this war, so I don't think McChrystal's playing to Congress. All right, stick around. We'll talk more about this after the national news.
Hey, it's Tom Hartman, and in case you haven't heard, you can hear AM 77.
We're here 24 hours a day. It's private. If you take the cordless phone into your bedroom and shut the door, you can get a reading that is confidential and intimate because you're not face-to-face. I'm Marin with California Psychics. You can call up to keep that privacy, and we respect that privacy.
Over 500,000 people have connected with California Psychics on the phone because it offers them convenience, availability, privacy, and confidentiality. And they realize that you don't have to have a face-to-face reading to benefit from our psychics' insightfulness and honesty. Plus, California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
We're always there, spur of the moment.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com for a phenomenal phone reading. That's 1-800-PREDICT. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Bill, or on the web at mountainhighappliance.com. Now open 7 days a week. Thank you.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. The economy may be turning the corner, but the unemployment line down the block is growing longer. The government says unemployment hit 9.8% in September as businesses lopped 263,000 jobs from their payrolls. Economist Mark Dandy says that says volumes.
It is a very tentative and fragile recovery, and as long as we are losing jobs and unemployment is rising, threats to the recovery are quite serious.
To economist David Weiss, the report is more evidence we could have a jobless recovery.
The unemployment rate probably peaking near 10.5% by the middle of next year and maybe back down to where we are now by year end.
Payroll employment has gone down for each of the past 21 months. Wall Street opened lower on the news after 30 minutes of trading. The Dow Industrials are down about 69 points. President Obama's flying home from Copenhagen after telling Olympic officials Chicago's got game and deserves the 2016 Summer Games.
If we walk this path together, then I promise you this, the city of Chicago and the United States of America will make the world proud.
I'm Steve Futterman, live at Daly Plaza in Chicago. In less than 3 hours, we should know if the Windy City will be the host of the 2016 Olympics. Most feel it's a battle between Chicago and Rio de Janeiro. A rally has just gotten underway here at Daly Plaza. This man hopes Chicago wins.
Well, you know, my kids are younger. I think it'd be a great experience for them. And, I mean, how often are you going to have the Olympics in your city?
The last Summer Olympics to take place in the U.S. was Atlanta in 1996. Live in Chicago, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Before leaving Denmark, the president spent 25 minutes meeting with Afghan War Commander General Stanley McChrystal aboard Air Force One. The president's considering McChrystal's request for more troops. 715 people are known victims of the Indonesian earthquake, but U.N. officials feel the death toll could top 1,100 as search teams find more bodies in the ruins. From time to time, they're pulling people out alive. In one instance, a few children, bloody and dazed, they were at a karate practice when the building they were in collapsed. CBS's Cecilia Hatton has more from the city that took the brunt of the quake.
Rescue workers and locals in Padang both agree that there just isn't enough aid getting through. After heavy rains, the city is now baking in scorching heat, leading to increased demand for shelter and clean drinking water.
What caused a prolonged southeast drought? A study by Columbia University professor Richard Seeger says don't blame global warming.
We think it's just because the population of that area has increased so much.
It was a bombshell on late night live TV.
I'm watching his show every night. I would want it's watching.
I have had sex with women who work for me on this show.
David Letterman told his audience the secret had to come out because a fellow CBS employee tried to blackmail him. Letterman went on to the authorities. They arrested a 48 Hours producer on the streets of New York today.
It's 3 years away, but already British.
On the streets of New York, loyal Letterman viewers said that that doesn't change their opinion of him. This is CBS News.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents a word from your oil change sticker.
I've been in the sun too long. I think I'm peeling.
No kidding. How come?
Hello? Maybe you're overdue for an oil change at the dealer.
Oh, right. How about that?
Well, you know what? I should have written out the date or mileage to remind you. Oh, wait. I did.
All right. Time to go to the dealer.
Good idea.
Come into your Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealership now for the Works Fuel Saver Package. A Motorcraft synthetic blend oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, and more. Just $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate.
Well, my car's running great, and my dealer got me in and out.
Oh, I'm happy for you. You're in and out, and I'm stuck to your windshield for the next 5,000 miles.
See? Everybody wins.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service. Come in, keep going. See your local participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer for special service offers today. Taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership for rebate details through 103109.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. It's back to the playoffs for the Colorado Rockies.
I'm spoiled to be going to playoffs 2 out of my 3 years. It's exciting, and this team, man, they have a lot of character.
That's Troy Tulowitzki after yesterday's clinching game against the Milwaukee Brewers. Starting pitcher Aaron Cook says the Rockies aren't done yet.
We still got a chance to go to L.A. and hopefully win the division, so we're going to go play hard the next few days and see what happens.
The Rockies would have to sweep the Dodgers to win the NL West. Plans to extend unemployment benefits to millions of Americans have hit a snag because of the unemployment rate in states like Colorado. The House has passed a bill to provide 13 more weeks of unemployment benefits in states where the unemployment rate is at least 8.5%. But lawmakers in other states say that's not fair to their unemployed population. Colorado's unemployment rate is currently about 7.5%. In sports besides the Rockies, the Avs won their season opener last night 5-2. The Buffs lost to West Virginia in college football 35-24. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where it's a busy drive for a Friday morning. We're seeing some delays for eastbounders on C-470, starting right around Santa Fe, taking you towards Broadway. Northbound I-25, getting real slow underneath those bridges. Broadway towards Alameda. Northbound 225, Dragon. On that approach to Mississippi, we had an earlier crash there. Now, the traffic lights, they're still out on Sheridan. This is at 6th Avenue. Treat that as a four-way stop. Let's take a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a sunny day with a high of around 63 degrees, cooling the overnight low dropping down into the upper 30s, currently 39 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Right now, your business could use a banker who's been through it and stuck with it. Citywide has been helping metro area business thrive for more than 45 years. Bank local. Bank Citywide. CitywideBanks.com.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents your odometer.
22,105.2.
Thanks, odometer.
22,105.3.
So you're telling me I should go to
your Ford dealer for scheduled maintenance, 0.4.
I will, thank you.
22,000, you're welcome, 5.5.
Yeah. Get the Works Fuel Saver Pack. Oil change, tire rotation, and multi-point inspection, $29.95 or less after mail-in rebate. Taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership for $10 rebate details through 103109.
I really want to compliment you.
I want to compliment you.
I'm a conservative, but I really want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
8:06 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Cold morning out there. Up in the 30s right now. Although it does say, at least my weather forecast says it's going up into the low 60s. I am wearing my sweater jacket like Mr. Rogers. As I said, I'm going for old man chic right now. Senior cool, if you will. On the line with us now, we're going to take a break from our discussion about Afghanistan. We will get back to it later on in the hour, but we're going to take a little bit of time for some local news and some local energy and environmental politics here in Colorado. On the line with us now is Tony Massaro. He's the Senior Vice President at the League of Conservation of Voters. And the League of Conservation Voters is airing a pretty hard-hitting ad against Congressman John Salazar. So let's play the ad first, and then we'll check in with Tony and see what it's all about. Fire away.
You can grow just about anything in Colorado sunshine. And these days, all our sun and wind are growing something pretty special.
Clean energy jobs all across the state. But when John Salazar voted no on the American Clean Energy and Security Act, he voted no on wind, on solar, and on more clean energy jobs.
Congressman Salazar, let's work together to give clean energy jobs a bright future in Colorado.
Okay, so there's the ad airing against John Salazar. And Tony Massaro of the League of Conservation Voters, tell us exactly what bill he voted against. I mean, a lot of people are hearing about the climate change bill, the cap and trade bill. Which bill are we talking about in specific, and why do you think Congressman Salazar voted against it?
David, hey, thanks for having me on today.
Sure.
The bill is that we're referencing is the called the Waxman-Markey legislation that passed the House of Representatives.
So this is the climate change bill.
It is, in fact, the climate change bill that helps build a new energy future for America and we think for a lot of the world. And, Congressman Salazar, the only Democrat in the state to vote against it, we felt needed to know that there were people out there who thought that that was the wrong vote.
What do you think his motives were? I mean, what did he say publicly? Is he in the pocket of the oil and gas industry? Is it something else? Is it the old jobs argument? You know, if we pass a climate change bill, it's going to hurt jobs. Where do you think he's coming from?
Well, I think what he says publicly is that he's coming from that this will be hurt jobs in western Colorado and also hurt the agricultural community in western Colorado.
The energy and specifically energy industry jobs, I assume.
I believe that that's probably the main area that he's concerned that'll hurt energy industry jobs, whether that's the oil and gas folks or the coal mining the coal mines in Colorado are in his district.
I was reading yesterday that that Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio is in the Senate at least trying to play a role to deal with some of these concerns about jobs. He represents the industrial Midwest, obviously, and they have concerns about manufacturing. What do you say? What is the response to the question about jobs, right? I mean, the old, pretty tired argument is that, hey, it's a bad economy, and so we can't deal with global climate change because to do that would adversely affect the economy by hurting job growth. What is your response to that?
Well, my response to that is to fall back on what the president says about that, which is that that's exactly why we need to do this legislation. In order to have a long-lasting economy that provides jobs for a lot of Americans, we need to get away from the old energy policies that have been part of what has brought us to this economic situation we're all in. It wasn't an accident that the crash that happened a year ago was simultaneous with the run-up in the price of oil up to $147 a barrel. Now, it was speculators were a big part of that. Some of that is supply and demand around the world. And we have to change the fundamentals around that, the economic fundamentals around that, in order to have a growing world economy, one that provides real jobs. And that's why, the jobs argument's not only a false choice, but it's actually setting up the exact wrong choice. Growing more jobs by doing more of the same doesn't actually get us fundamentally out of the problem.
It doesn't change the structure of the economy. It doesn't change, certainly, the structure of the energy economy. Again, on the line with us is Tony Massaro. He's a senior vice president at the League of Conservation Voters, which is airing a pretty hard-hitting ad against Congressman John Salazar for his vote against climate change legislation, the only member of the Colorado delegation to vote against that bill. And
the only Democratic
member. The only Democratic member. You're right. Thank you for correcting me. The only Democratic member of the Colorado delegation to vote against that bill. And, I think part of the jobs argument hinges on this idea that
it's global climate change. And I think people fear that if we as the United States alone create emissions caps or go out there alone and try to do this, that we will effectively incentivize companies, employers, employers that pollute, the manufacturers, to go to other countries where there may not be these caps. And the problem with that, as a couple people have said, is, well, you know, if it's global climate change and the United States, a factory operating in Akron, has to follow a certain set of rules, and if those rules aren't in some way enforced in other parts of the world, then the factory in Akron can go and move to Shanghai and continue emitting greenhouse gases at the same level that it was emitting, and that doesn't really help anybody. I mean, that doesn't, because if the goal of this is to deal with global climate change, you know, it is one globe. Some people have floated the idea of, and saying that the only way this can really work is to include some sort of tariff to say to other countries, look, not only do you need to deal with your own emission standards, but if and when you sell products into the American market, if you don't follow some kind of emission standards, then the tariffs you're selling to us, the products you're selling to us will face a tariff. Where do you come down on that?
Well, I think that we believe that that is an approach that is worth putting into the legislation. Exactly how it works is, I think, to be negotiated, but we'd be in favor of doing something like that, particularly if the tariff revenues then actually went into helping other countries take the necessary steps to implement the plans to reduce their emissions. But David, I think that fundamentally what we really believe is that what we need to do is that America needs to actually assert some leadership.
Mm-hmm.
There's the global climate talks in Copenhagen later on this year, starting in December. And we believe that America needs to be able to go to those, having made major progress on legislation, so that we can actually come up with a plan in Copenhagen or after Copenhagen that brings in China and brings in India and brings in these other countries that so that there isn't the incentive to be able to relocate. But we're not going to be able to get India and China and others when the United States, as the largest emitter of carbon dioxide, doesn't choose to do anything.
Well, I mean, I wonder...
everybody else to do something if you're not willing to do it, too.
And I don't mean to belabor this point, but I guess I wonder, is a bill without some kind of international economic sanctions, can it work? Or would we be, without it, would we be relying on the sort of goodwill or forward thinking of, you know, let's say the Chinese government, which, you know, they've made some reforms on environmental policy, but this is not exactly this has not exactly been a forward thinking government. I just got back from China. I mean, you're overpowered when you go there by the environmental degradation. In other words, without the stick of international economic sanctions in this bill, in this domestic bill that we are looking at, the climate change bill, wouldn't we simply be hoping beyond hope for the goodwill of governments that haven't really been great environmental actors?
Well, I think that it's fundamentally the right question, and that we need more than just goodwill. And that's what international agreements that everybody becomes parties to,
mm-hmm.
and international treaties that everybody becomes parties to actually accomplish, is that it sets up a framework that is in fact enforceable, and it's throughout the whole world. And that's what we need in order to make this happen. We think that including provisions on a tariff measure help us in that negotiating to get everybody in Copenhagen, or, you know, a post-Copenhagen environment, but that we do need to address this problem. It is fundamentally, and it's not just, I mean, you've pointed out the problems of how to actually achieve the reductions, and that's what we need. That's why we need to undertake this. What you also are pointing out, though, is that we need to do this because there, in order to get the political will in the United States to pass legislation, we're going to need something that helps ensure that people in America actually believe that China and India and, you know, fill in the blank country are actually going to make reductions as well.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's really a fascinating debate in the sense that all of the old politics of people feeling sold out on NAFTA, the NAFTA agreement, the China Free Trade Agreement, so many free trade agreements, is now intersecting so centrally to this issue of global climate change. I mean, I guess in a certain way that's completely predictable. International economic policy, international policy in general, obviously is going to impact global, and I stress the word global, climate change. And the League of Conservation Voters has done a great job of educating the public on this. They're airing this ad against Congressman John Salazar, the only Democrat in the Colorado delegation to have voted against the initial climate change bill moving through the House. We'll post it on our website at www.am760.net on the J. Marvin page. Tony Massaro, thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
Thank you, David, and let's remember all of the Republicans voted no as well.
Yes, that's a very good point, and I'm sorry for not reiterating that more. That's absolutely true. All of the Republicans in Colorado's delegation voted against this. So I guess from a broader perspective, in Colorado, one of the problems is John Salazar, but most of the problem is the Colorado delegation. Tony, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Thank you, David. Appreciate it.
8:19 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota. It is in the 30s out there, going up, it says, at least on my computer, we're going up into the 60s today, a cold morning. After the break, we'll do a Colorado news update. Lots to update you on the economy here locally. And then at 8:30, we'll check in with the Colorado Independent about the transport of uranium through Colorado. Yellow cake uranium. It's not just the thing from the old WMD debate over Iraq. It's right here in Colorado.
And it's not a dessert you eat either, Dave.
It is not. You don't want to eat yellow cake uranium.
Stay away from the yellow cake.
Yeah, there's yellow cake and there's yellow cake uranium. And then after we talk to the Colorado Independent, we will go back to our discussion about General Stanley McChrystal and the Constitution and who should get to be the decider on whether we massively escalate the war in Afghanistan. All that after a traffic update with John Turk.
And southbound I-25 is pretty darn heavy for us right now. You start in North Glen and Thornton, 120th down to 84th. You know, you got a brief spot with less traffic there all the way past the turnpike, then more jams from 70 all the way down to 6th Avenue. Got a stall southbound side right there at 6th. People kind of making their way around that. Northbounders going to be busy. Downing Street up to Alameda as you're approaching downtown. Also see some jams there on the southbound side of 25 from University to Evans. In Aurora, northbound 225, heavy Isle of to Mississippi due to an earlier crash. Southbound side struggling from Parker down to the Denver Tech Center merge. Also got traffic lights out at Sheridan and 6th. It looks like there's a major power outage in the area. They have police out directing traffic, and it's affecting more intersections there than just 6th and Sheridan, but that is the affected area. Your forecast today, cold to start, mostly sunny this afternoon, mild with highs in the low 60s. Right now, 37 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Log Home and Timber Frame Expo is coming to the Denver Merchandise Mart this Friday through Sunday.
The Home Depot has a two-pack of EcoSmart Daylight 100-watt CFL bulbs for a new lower price of $4.97, $3 off the old price. Each of these bulbs can save you $87 on your electric bill over the course of its life. Two will save $174, so you can do some pretty impressive multiplication, thanks to that two-pack of EcoSmart CFL bulbs for just $4.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
The best just got better. That's right. Comcast delivers the most live sports anywhere. And now through October 11th, we'll give you $150 cash back when you order a qualified plan. Go Go ahead. Get the best HD picture quality and an all-star lineup of sports programming, now including NFL Network, NBA TV, NHL Network, MLB Network, versus the Golf Channel, and more. And don't miss NFL Red Zone, where you'll catch every touchdown from every game every Sunday afternoon. Stay connected with blazing fast access to over 3,500 live games on ESPN360.com with Comcast.net. Let Comcast bring you the most immersive live sports experience around. To get the most live sports and $150 cash back, order a qualified plan now through October 11th. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com/150cashback. Limited to residential customers meeting affordability criteria. 2-year contract required. Early termination fees apply. HD picture quality rating excludes programming filmed in 1080p. All trademarks are the property of their respective owners.
477-CARE to learn more. If you or someone you know has memory issues, please call Radiant Research at 303-477-CARE.
Let's get out of here, mate. Let's go where the wind flies through our hair and our worries sink to the bottom of the ocean. All you gotta do is think Australian. Come on into Outback Steakhouse, where our menu is filled with mouth-watering dishes, like our signature sirloin, thick and juicy and seared to perfection. Or try it with our tasty grilled shrimp on the barbie, each served with hot fresh bread and our famous sides. With 15 meals under $15 starting at $9.95, you can sail in the Outback every day. Live adventurous. Go Outback.
You know, I'd been thinking about joining Sam's Club, but with e-values, it was time to stop thinking and start saving.
Kim Holt on new e-values. Discounts loaded right onto your Sam's Club Plus card. No coupons to clip.
No risk. I get at least $200 in offers in a year or my money back.
That's on top of Sam's low prices on everyday essentials and extraordinary finds.
I'll save with e-values. I guarantee it.
So do we, Kim. Go to Sam's Club or samsclub.com and plus your members-only savings today. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
Obama's not your enemy. Obama's not your savior.
He's just the guy that got elected president of the United States like a bunch of other folks in the past. He's trying to address a problem that is now in the households of families by the millions.
Ed Schultz.
And there's a guy, a nutcase across the street, that has figured out how to make a dollar by scaring the hell out of you that he's Hitler.
The Ed Schultz Show. Mornings 10 to 1 on AM 760. Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This is why we have Psycho Talk.
I just want to correct the record from yesterday. Before we get to our Colorado news update, just want to take a moment and correct the record. We had a discussion yesterday about what the First Amendment should protect and should not protect. For instance, the First Amendment does not protect the right of somebody to go out and say they want to kill the president. That's a pretty obvious one with the kind of free speech that, well, it's not free. You're not free to say that in this country. And we were talking about it in light of a column published on Newsmax's website, the leading conservative website, Newsmax, that floated the possibility, and in positive terms, I might add, of a military coup, an extra-constitutional, extra-legal military coup to overthrow the United States government. We were talking about whether that's appropriate, whether the First Amendment should protect that kind of speech. I think it was Ed and Wheatridge had called in and said, you know, the Constitution's preamble says that there's a right of citizens to when the government essentially gets out of control, the right of the citizens to overthrow the government. I should have known this, but I think a lot of people end up doing this as well, making the mistake of misremembering the Declaration of Independence as the preamble to the Constitution. The Declaration of Independence talks a lot about citizens and their supposed right to overthrow the government. The preamble of the Constitution, nowhere in the Constitution does it talk about that. Now, it's true that the same people who wrote the Declaration of Independence, or many of the same people who wrote the Declaration of Independence, also wrote the Constitution. But the reason that there's a difference there, the reason why the Constitution's preamble doesn't talk about the supposed right of people to overthrow the government, is because the Declaration of Independence was being written about a dictatorship, effectively, a dictatorship, the King of England. Right? The Constitution was setting up a government where you could overthrow the government via the democratic systems put in place by the Constitution. So, I'll just restate it. The Declaration of Independence
was talking about overthrowing a dictatorship where there were no democratic means to change the government. The Constitution doesn't talk about armed overthrows of the government because the Constitution sets in place a government that allows our elections to change the government. So I apologize for getting the mixing up the Declaration and the preamble of the Constitution. I mean, in fact, I didn't mix it up. Ed was saying that the preamble of the Constitution was effectively the Declaration of Independence, and that's not what's true. That's not true, and I should have called him on it, and I didn't. So I apologize for screwing that up, and I just wanted to put that out there. A couple of you emailed me, and you can always email us at the show at www.am760.net. You can instant message us at the J. Marvin page. Okay. Let's do our Colorado news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
And this will be a pretty brief Colorado news update. Scott McGinnis set to announce his run for governor. He sent out an email saying, join us October 8th to welcome Scott McGinnis to the race for governor. He's running for the Republican nomination for governor. Mayor John Hickenlooper wants to use $2.3 million from Denver's general fund to continue his quest. Announced circa 2005 to end homelessness here in 10 years. And that move is being criticized by one member. District 2 Councilwoman Jean Fats has a slew of objections. So she's opposing aid to homelessness. That's just fantastic, really. God. Colorado, one of the last states to succumb to the U.S. recession, appears poised to be among the first states to escape its grasp, according to the University of Colorado at Boulder's leading economist. We may be one of the first states out, he says. He tells the Denver Post. You can check that at denverpost.com. The Rockies in the playoffs. I'm sure everybody's heard that. The Rockies are in the playoffs. And I'm hoping that they end up playing the Phillies, just because I'm from Philly. I'd like to see that matchup, although they do have a chance to win the division and not play the Phillies. Suggestion to improve child welfare from a governor-appointed task force can be summed up in six words. Give the power to the state, and 60 pages of recommendations delivered to Governor Ritter this week. An independent committee says a new central call center should be established to take child abuse calls here in the state. That's a story from the Denver Post. Rocky Mountain National Park and Mesa Verde National Park are two of the nation's parks most vulnerable to the effects of climate change, which we were just talking about in the last segment. And that's according to a report issued Thursday by two environmental groups. That's at the Fort Collins, Coloradan. The Rocky Mountain Independent, the second attempt by former Rocky Mountain news staffers to start an online news publication, announced Thursday that it's going to stop producing new content on Monday. So that endeavor, short-lived. And in our final couple of Colorado news stories, Forbes' annual richest people list includes six Coloradans. Forbes released its annual list of the country's wealthiest people this week. Among the Coloradans on there, Philip Anschutz, the right-wing billionaire, who ranked number 37, with a net worth of $6 billion. He was the former employer, of course, of Colorado's appointed Senator Michael Bennett. That's your Colorado news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
All right, after the break, we'll talk to David O. Williams of the Colorado Independent about yellowcake uranium here in Colorado. That's right, it's not just part of the Iraq WMD debate. We've got it right here in Colorado, so stick around. And then after we talk to David O. Williams of the Colorado Independent, we will reopen the AM 760 Progressive Dojo, asking the question, who gets to be the deciders on Afghanistan? Do you have a problem with Republican senators and national pundit voices saying that President Obama effectively shouldn't have any power or any right to do anything other than rubber stamp what the military wants to do in Afghanistan? And specifically, the military wants to massively escalate the war in Afghanistan. Where do you come down on that? We'll get to your calls after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, I-25 is looking like a parking lot in both directions around downtown. Let's start for southbounders. I-70 to 6th Avenue, we got a crashed there right at 6th. Also going to be heavy there from University to Evans. Stop-and-go conditions, both those stretches. Northbounders now from Downing Street up past Alameda. In Aurora, northbound 225, sluggish, I left to Mississippi due to an early crash. Southbounders heavy there from Parker Road all the way down to the Denver Tech Center. Got a new crash eastbound I-70 at Havana. One just off the highway there. It's on the ramp from Chambers to westbound I-70. Also dealing with this traffic light situation at Sheridan and 6th. Looks like there's a major power outage covering this area along 6th Avenue between I-25 and Sheridan, heading east and west, and heading north and south between 5th and 13th. Your forecast today, mostly sunny but breezy, a high near 63 degrees. Another cold night with an overnight low of 30. Tomorrow, sunny and mild with a high of 67. And on Sunday, partly cloudy but dry, highs in the upper 60s. Currently, 37 degrees in downtown Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Today, AM 760 is brought to you by Our Clean World.
You deserve a bank that understands what it takes to run a successful business in Colorado. Citywide Banks is a locally owned bank where the decisions affecting your business are made right here in Colorado. It's been that way since 1963. Call Citywide Banks today or visit citywidebanks.com.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you audio on demand.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you followed your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Are you planning on getting liposuction in your hips and thighs? If so, researchers at the University of Colorado Denver School of Medicine are recruiting healthy pre- and postmenopausal women between the ages of 35 to 60 who wish to have liposuction of their hips and thighs. Research suggests that storing fat in different parts of the body affects our metabolism differently. Right now, the University of Colorado Denver is conducting a study on how a woman's metabolism is altered after fat has been removed from her hips and thighs. Benefits of participating in the research study include testing for diabetes, body fat, cholesterol, and bone density. Study volunteers will also receive a discounted surgery and postoperative care package at the University of Colorado Hospital and monetary compensation for participating in the research study. If you or someone you know is considering hip or thigh liposuction and would like to learn about the study, please call 720-848-7557. Again, if you or someone you know is considering liposuction, call the FLAIR study at 720-848-7557.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. This week, get a $20 certificate to Rodney's Restaurants for only $10. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and click on the banner to get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Just click on the banner to get your free 30-day supply of Beta Prostate.
Advice. Call now and get the Smoke Assassin free. Again, it's a $120 value. Yours free. Do it for your family. Do it for your kids. Do it for your health. Do it for you. And do it for free.
Yes, do it for free. 1-800-605-9503 for you or a loved one.
1-800-605-9503. The first 200 callers get one for free. 1-800-605-9503. That's 1-800-605-9503.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's up in the 30s, going up to about 60 today. Cold morning. Whew, I was really cold, and I am now in my old man chic. That's what I like to call it. No, I don't have a members only jacket on, but I do have like a sweater jacket on, like a Mr. Rogers sweater jacket. Which means that the summer is not only over, but that the real cold season, at least in my estimation, is beginning. On the line with us now, David O. Williams of the Colorado Independent. He reports on energy and environmental policy for the Colorado Independent. And he is really, and we've never had him on this show until now, because he's been so busy reporting on this stuff. But David, I just want to say you are really one of the finest reporters working in this state. I really mean that, and I don't say that very often to really anybody. So thank you so much for taking the time this morning and for your reporting.
Well, I appreciate that, David. Thanks for having me.
So you have been your latest pieces have been on the issue of yellowcake uranium here in Colorado. Now, I think a lot of people probably don't even know that we have yellowcake uranium. When they hear that term, they think of the Iraq War, WMD. Tell us, before we get into what you've been investigating, just tell us about yellowcake uranium in Colorado. Give us a basis for what experience we have with yellowcake uranium and here why it's important to Colorado.
Well, we've actually got a rich history with it. It's on the far western edge of the state, out near Nucla and Nacharita in western Montrose County, in what's now basically a toxic ghost town called Uravan. They mined the first yellowcake that was used, processed, and enriched, and used in part for the first bombs produced by the Manhattan Project. So the history is long and a bit sordid in that there's a toxic legacy going back to the 50s, 60s.
And I should ask, this uranium is used, what is it specifically used for? Is it only weapons or is it nuclear plants? And I may sound like an ignoramus by even asking those questions,
yeah.
but I'm just curious, like, what is it, how big an industry is it in the sense of what is it used for across the country and here in Colorado?
Well, that's part of the debate that is broiling around a proposed uranium mill that was just approved by the Montrose County Commissioners. A special use permit. The company that's backing it, Energy Fuels out of Toronto, is betting on a new uranium boom based on the need, for more raw ore in order to produce fuel rods for nuclear power plants, and the yellowcake itself has a very low radiation background. It's below background levels in terms of what's acceptable by health officials. The transport of it, supposedly not that big a deal, but it has to be then processed at a couple of different facilities. There's only two, I believe, in North America, one in Canada and one in Illinois, that can take that raw ore and turn it into fuel rods for power plants. And the main markets right now are overseas. Europeans get a ton of their electrical power from nuclear power plants. And in fact, we still get about 20% of the overall grid's power from nuclear plants in this country. The thing is, there haven't been any new nuclear facilities since Three Mile Island and Chernobyl and the disasters that have stigmatized nuclear power in this country. But now, with the push for renewables and carbon-free energy sources, so to speak, we're seeing a speculative push to file for uranium mining claims, and a lot of them are in and around places like the Grand Canyon, a proposed wilderness area near the Dolores River in Colorado that have high value as outdoor recreation areas. And the question is becoming, at what risk do we go back down the nuclear road, especially here in Colorado?
Well, let me ask two follow-up questions. And again, on the line with us is David O. Williams of the Colorado Independent. You can find his work at www.coloradoindependent.com. He reports on energy and environmental issues for the Independent. And let me ask two follow-up questions. How big a market is this, would this be for Colorado? I mean, what are the proponents saying? You know, this is for jobs, for economic activity. And then if this plan goes forward that you're reporting on about the Montrose County Commissioners approving a permit to build this Yellow Cake uranium mill, what are some of the specific dangers? I know you wrote a previous piece about how Yellow Cake may be able to even be transported on our roads. So again, what kind of economic impact are the proponents of this promising, and what in your mind are the particular dangers to, you know, regular citizens in Colorado?
Well, as far as Montrose County goes, the west end of the county is economically depressed and has been basically since the uranium bust of the 70s and 80s. So you have a place with a rich mining legacy, and that these folks are being told, you know, there will be hundreds of direct and ancillary jobs associated with this mill. And having that mill running then will allow more uranium mines in the area to open back up as the world market increases. So we're talking about, you know, potentially millions and millions of dollars of tax revenues to an area out there on the Utah border that is has not seen that kind of money in a long time. And that puts it in direct – what's interesting about this is it's just the juxtapositioning with nearby San Miguel County and Telluride, which you know, has obviously seen a multi-million dollar real estate boom over the last, you know, 20 years with the ski industry and the whole second home industry. And so you have the, you know, the Telluride elite aligned against folks in you know, some fairly hard-bitten ranching and mining.
Right. This is the classic divide between and to put it in cartoonish terms, right? The country club elite that flies in and out, drops in and out of a tourist area, being pitted against, you know, working class folks who are looking for jobs in a depressed area. That granted, that is a caricature, but I'm sure that's what it's being caricatured as. And so, I mean, I wonder. How real are the safety fears? I mean, what could possibly happen? I'm sure the safety fears are real. I mean, it's uranium. But for folks who don't know about this, whether the safety concerns out there, where this is going to be happening, or maybe there are other safety concerns with transporting this across the state, what should we be worried about?
Well, we have an example right fairly close to all of us, you know, to most of us who live on the Front Range area in Canyon City, where the Cotter mill down there, they had tailings held in unlined tailing entrapments that leached into the water supply and became a dust cloud basically as well that settled into the groundwater supply. People got extremely sick down there. There were couple large class action lawsuits filed in the early 90s that were settled for millions and millions of dollars. And the industry folks now say, well, that's ancient history. That's how they did it back then. They didn't know any better. But that toxic legacy is very real. The transport of it, depending on who you talk to, may or may not be more of a red herring, but, you know, because of yellow cake itself, you know, one of the commissioners in approving this thing pointed out that you can actually mail it in through the U.S. mail. It is not, you know, it's very low levels of radiation. But, you know, the chemicals that are used to process it, you actually leach it with sulfuric acid.
Oh, I see. So this is so the real safety concerns have in your estimation more to do with the actual process, whether it's uranium or something else, than the radiation associated when people hear the word uranium.
Yeah. Now, once you process it and turn it into fuel rods, and then, you know, once you start talking about storing the waste from reactors and from the milling process, that stuff is a lot more toxic.
Right.
And that was one of the concerns, is that they were going to be taking feedstock in from other facilities into this mill. And the commissioner said, absolutely not. You can only take raw ore. And now raw ore, a few years back, they just carry it in dump trucks. And one rolled over in downtown Colorado Springs. And
right.
People were freaking out and going into the hospitals in hazmat suits. But, you know, the state patrol said, no, it does not present that big a health risk. And the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment agrees. And they're going to review this uranium mill. It's probably going to take another year for them to sign off on it. But once you start talking about bringing in 500 gallon or more tanker trucks full of sulfuric acid, one of those tips over on a small mountain road, which is, you know, we're talking about two-lane roads
right
out there in the desert, you know, and spilled into the into nearby water supplies, and there's so little water out there.
Right.
Know?
No, I know. These are absolutely real concerns. We saw it up at the Poudre River, just, you know, twice. These spills of asphalt just suggest how hazardous these routes can be. David O. Williams, you can find his work at the Colorado Independent, ColoradoIndependent.com. He'll be tracking this story and others. As I said, one of the best reporters in the state. Thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
Greatly appreciate it, David. Thanks a lot.
Okay. 8:49 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we'll open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo to discuss who should be the decider on Afghanistan. President Obama getting attacked for doing something other than rubber stamping what the military wants. Is that okay? We'll talk about it after a traffic update with John Turp.
And we got this power outage, Dave, over by 6th and Sheridan. It's a major one covering the area along 6th between 25 and Sheridan, heading east and west. And if you're between north and south, basically 5th to 13th. That's affecting that major intersection there, 6th and Sheridan. Also a crash southbound I-25 at 6th Avenue. And our other problems, crash eastbound I-70 at Havana. Three-car crash on the ramp from Chambers to westbound I-70. Two-vehicle accident, 18th and Broadway. And finally a new one at Hamden and Colorado. Also this coming down, crash northbound I-25 at 6th Avenue. Kind of off on the shoulder, not really affecting traffic. The forecast, cold to start, becoming mostly sunny and mild. Highs in the low 60s. Right now 40 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760. Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The Log Home and Timber Frame Expo is coming to the Denver Merchandise Mart this Friday through Sunday. For more information and a discount on your admission, visit loghome.com and click on shows. That's the Log Home and Timber Frame Expo this Friday through Sunday at the Denver Merchandise Mart.
This week on Colorado's State of Mind, the Emmy...
The Home Depot has a two-pack of EcoSmart Daylight 100-watt CFL bulbs for a new lower price of $4.97. $3 off the old price. Each of these bulbs can save you $87 on your electric bill over the course of its life. Two will save $174, so you can do some pretty impressive multiplication, thanks to that two-pack of EcoSmart CFL bulbs for just $4.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Are recruiting healthy pre- and postmenopausal women between the ages of 35 to 60 who wish to have liposuction of their hips and thighs. Research suggests that storing fat in different parts of the body affects our metabolism differently. Right now, the University of Colorado Denver is conducting a study on how a woman's metabolism is altered after fat has been removed from her hips and thighs. Benefits of participating in the research study include testing for diabetes, body fat, cholesterol, and bone density. Study volunteers will also receive a discounted surgery and postoperative care package at the University of Colorado Hospital and monetary compensation for participating in the research study. If you or someone you know is considering hip or thigh liposuction and would like to learn about the study, please call 720-848-7557. Again, if you or someone you know is considering liposuction, call the FLAIR study at 720-848-7557.
Do you find yourself forgetting things? Don't feel as sharp as you used to? Then listen to what Steve from Minneapolis says about Neurostin.
I'm 51 and was feeling off my game. The young guys at my office, they're sharp. Meanwhile, I was having trouble forgetting names and important information. I've got to stay competitive. This is my life we're talking about. So when my wife saw an article about Neurostin, she called for a free trial.
Neurostin is a scientific breakthrough with clinically proven ingredients that can dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration and help reverse years of memory loss. Call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply. 1-800-900-3880.
Neurostin helps me keep up with the best of them. My memory's what it was 15 years ago.
A better memory's just a phone call away. Call now to try all-natural Neurostin risk-free while supplies last. For your free trial, call 1-800-900-3880 in the next 10 minutes and tell the operator you want to improve your memory for free. 1-800-900-3880. 1-800-900-3880.
Is your computer running slowly? Does it take more than 3 seconds for your email to load? Are you getting pop-ups? How about spam? Well, if you're experiencing any of these symptoms, your computer and your privacy are at risk. Because these are the telltale signs of a virus. It'll only get worse until you act. Get a free diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com and optimize your PC.
I got the free diagnosis, and now my computer is lightning fast.
My computer never crashes anymore.
Talk about optimization. My computer isn't even this fast at work.
MyCleanPC.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
All right, we are going to get to our discussion of Afghanistan, but this is live radio, so things are changing around a little bit. Here, and we have confirmed at 9:05 we will have on the line with us a live interview with Alan Grayson, the congressman from Florida, who's been all over the national news for a speech he gave on the House floor. Here's a little clip of the speech. It's about health care. Listen in.
Here in this chamber, I gave a speech. I'm not going to recount every single thing that I said, but I will point out that immediately after that speech, several Republicans asked me to apologize. Well, I would like to apologize. I would like to apologize to the dead. And here's why. According to this study, health insurance and mortality in U.S. adults, which was published 2 weeks ago, 44,789 Americans die every year because they have no health insurance. That's right. 44,789 Americans die every year according to this Harvard study called Health Insurance and Mortality in U.S. Adults. You can see it by going to our website, grayson.house.gov. That is more than 10 times the number of Americans who've died in the war in Iraq. It's more than 10 times the number of Americans who died in 9/11. But that was just once. This is every single year. That's right, every single year. Take a look at this. Read it and weep. And I mean that. Read it and weep. Because of all these Americans who are dying because they don't have health insurance. Now, I think we should do something about that, and the Democratic health care plan does do something about that. It makes health care affordable for those who can't afford insurance, and it saves these people's lives. Let's remember that we should care about people even after they're born. So I call upon the Democratic members of the House, I call upon the Republican members of the House, I call upon all of us to do our jobs for the sake of America, for the sake of those dying people and their families. I apologize to the dead and their families that we haven't voted sooner to end this Holocaust in America.
So that's Congressman Alan Grayson giving his non-apology. I think quite appropriately, not apologizing. He had given a speech the day before saying that the Republican plan for health care is basically to tell people not to get sick, and that if they do get sick, to die quickly. He made national headlines because of this. And he will be joining us at 9:05 to discuss the controversy about this. I mean, this has made a lot of headlines, Republicans having the nerve to call for him to apologize, and equating him, quite hilariously, I think, to Joe Wilson, the South Carolina congressman who screamed out at President Obama, "You lie." They were equating him to that. Of course, Grayson didn't break any rules at all in the House. And actually, as he makes clear, actually simply told the truth. The Republicans, in proposing nothing, in simply saying, no, we can't do any health care reform, no, we shouldn't reform the system, no, we shouldn't have a universal system, are endorsing a system that kills. That's right. 44,000 Americans every year. We'll bring Congressman Alan Grayson into the AM 760 Progressive Dojo at 9:05, right after a national news update, and then we will get back to our discussion about who the deciders should be on Afghanistan. Stick around. It's going to get fiery. It's going to get contentious after the national news.
Hey, it's Tom Hartman, and in case you haven't heard, you can hear AM 760 on your...
We're here 24 hours a day. It's private. If you take the cordless phone into your bedroom and shut the door, you can get a reading that is confidential and intimate because you're not face-to-face. I'm Marin with California Psychics. You can call up to keep that privacy, and we respect that privacy.
Over 500,000 people have connected with California Psychics on the phone because it offers them convenience, availability, privacy, and confidentiality. And they realize that you don't have to have a face-to-face reading to benefit from our psychics' insightfulness and honesty. Plus, California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
We're always there, spur of the moment.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com for a phenomenal phone reading. That's 1-800-PREDICT. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
See how much you can save today at eHealthSaveNow.com. That's eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. The voting starts in just a few minutes at the International Olympic Committee meeting in Denmark. In the host city for the 2016 Summer Games is at stake. Four in the race, Madrid, Tokyo, Rio, and Chicago. President Obama used his political star power to push for his home city.
I come here today as a passionate supporter for the Olympic and Paralympic Games.
Well, let's go live to Chicago, where anticipation's building for the big announcement. CBS's Steve Futterman is there. Steve, what's it like?
Well, Steve, as you might be able to hear in the background, a large rally and loud rally taking place in downtown Chicago's Daley Plaza. Thousands have shown up. They hope the rally will turn into a celebration. The people here feel Chicago's the logical choice to host the Summer Games.
Oh, this city is a sports town, and we are fired up about this opportunity.
Most people think it's a battle between Chicago and Rio de Janeiro. We will know soon if the Windy City is also an Olympic city. Live at Daley Plaza in Chicago, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Before leaving Denmark today, President Obama met with his top Afghanistan commander for 25 minutes aboard Air Force One. General Stanley McChrystal has been pushing for more U.S. troops. There's word 5 U.S. troops have died there over the past 2 days. The latest news on the economy suggests the recovery could be slow and painful.
The Labor Department says unemployment inched up to 9.8%, with 263,000 jobs lost last month, more than the month before, though far less than earlier in the year. Keith Hall of the Bureau of Labor Statistics told Congress over the long haul it's been bad.
Payroll employment has fallen for 21 consecutive months,
with declines totaling $7.2 million.
Another bit of bad economic news came from the Commerce Department, which reported factory orders dropped in August after having moved up for several months. Bob Fuzz, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
The laughter turned to gasps when David Letterman revealed a $2 million extortion plot against him and that he had had sex with female staffers. He told his Late Show audience about his time before a grand jury.
I had to tell them how I was disturbed by this. I was worried for myself. I was worried for my family. I felt menaced by this. And I had to tell them all of the creepy things that I have done.
A CBS producer for the show 48 Hours is under arrest in the case. We're still moving huge chunks of rubble in Indonesia 2 days after the earthquake, with fears that thousands of people could still be trapped. Some people have been pulled out alive. The death toll now tops 700.
Government officials insist they're doing all they can to get aid to survivors. But with damaged roads and patchy phone networks, that's proving to be a tough task indeed.
At CBS's Celia Hatton, an emotional reunion in the Middle East. 19 Palestinian women freed by Israel in exchange for video evidence that an Israeli soldier held for 3 years now is still alive. Wall Street, the Dow is down 26 points. This is CBS News.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents your instrument panel.
We, the panel, have some additional information for you.
Ooh, thanks.
You can receive money-saving Ford service offers by email.
Oh, great.
You can also have the latest Ford service offers sent directly to your mobile phone.
Great again.
Just go to genuineservice.com to sign up.
Genuineservice.com. Got it.
It's a website.
Yes, instrument panel. I'm familiar with websites.
You'll find them on the web.
I know where to find them. Just be clear.
Visit your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer today.
Do it yourself means do it for less. Take your car. The basics are easier than you think. CarQuest Auto Parts can help with the products and the expertise to get you started.
Advanced protection. Pennzoil conventional motor oil in 5 popular weights. Buy 4 quarts, get the 5th quart free. Tame the cold with Peak antifreeze and coolant. Buy 1 gallon, get 1 free after mail-in rebate. See participating stores for details through October 31st.
Visit CarQuest.com or phone 800-492-PART for the nearest location. CarQuest Auto Parts.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update.
I feel great because the Rockies won, of course.
Rockies fans, big and small, partied in the street outside Coors Field after his playoff pitching win over Milwaukee. Aaron Cook pitched Colorado to a 9-2 victory, but called it a team win.
Too low, Barmy, Helton. I mean, my hat's off to all those guys. They know I'm not a strikeout pitcher. They're going to be on their toes the whole game, and they're ready to make plays whenever they get the chance.
The playoffs begin next Wednesday. If the Rockies sweep the Dodgers, Colorado will be the National League West champs and have a chance at opening the postseason here in Denver. Colorado's first shipment of swine flu vaccine should arrive next week. This shipment will be used primarily to vaccinate healthcare workers at area hospitals. Police in Boulder say they can do without a revival of the mall crawl. Before this continued, all used drop out into the closing mall on Halloween night, but also resident is mandatory to press. We said it would cost me $40,000. Sports other than the Rockies, the Avs won their season opener last night in college football, lost West Virginia 35-24. For a 6 progressive news update, I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker for your SMC progressive track.
The weather's crash on both sides of around 600 cities, both in and out of the downtown area. This is reckoned to be I-70 in Havana. Surface street issues due to a power outage. This is west of I-25 making a loss. This folks are the 5 shared affecting traffic lights. So you are in the south. We got surface as well. Time for a quick update forecast. It's going to be a sunny day, but chilly, with high winds 63 degrees. Same condition tomorrow. Just a little bit more. That high around 66. Currently 4-4. I'm Doug. The purpose of talk.
DirecTV is a mental box. DirecTV drop Versus. Now it's your turn to drop DirecTV, or you'll miss the NHL every Monday and Tuesday only on Versus. Call 1-888-888-3778 and demand Versus today.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
906 here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin. On the line with us now, Congressman Alan Grayson of Florida. He's been making national headlines for a couple of different things. And we had originally invited you on the show to discuss your bill dealing with ACORN. But obviously, before we get to that, let's talk about what you're making headlines this week doing. You're on the floor of the House saying that the Republicans' plan for health care is basically don't get sick, and if you do get sick, quickly. Republicans have responded, have basically freaked out, calling for you to apologize. You've basically refused to apologize, and rightly so. What do you make of the reaction to this? I mean, the Republican Party has been an extremist party for so long and has used really genuinely vitriolic language for so long. You go down on the floor of the House, you make a statement that puts in honest terms, certainly bold terms, but honest terms what they're proposing, and they absolutely go ballistic. What do you make of the response?
Well, look, a stuck pig squeals loudly, and right now the Republican Party is a stuck pig. They got nothing. They offer nothing to America except foot dragging. They are foot dragging, knuckle dragging Neanderthal naysayers who think that the status quo is perfect and that anybody who feels differently can go to hell. And I think that's just wrong. We voted for change last year. Now it's time for change. And it's a character test. It's a character test for America and for Democrats. I was listening into the lead-in of this interview here, David, and I heard you play the song Tough Enough.
Right.
Well, the question is, are Democrats tough enough? Are we tough enough to stand up for what we believe in and show some guts to help America?
Well, I mean, the thing is that you represent what political observers say is a very swing district. It's it goes back and forth. It's very tough elections there. Always led to believe that if members of Congress represent swing districts, they can't stand up and make things plain, make things clear, and be straight shooters on issues like health care. Now you've got some folks saying, well, you know, Congressman Grayson's going to put his seat in jeopardy. How do you respond to that?
Well, I think it's wrong. Listen, I'm actually the first Democrat to represent downtown Orlando in 34 years. The last Democrat represented Orlando for 2 years, and he ran for the Senate and was never heard of again. So it's been a long time since we represented Orlando. But I never bet you could beat a Republican by being one. And I ran as a true Democrat, and people like that. They like it when people say it like it is. They don't try to triangulate, fake people out. I said, here's your choice. Do you want to move forward or do you want to move backward? And it was because of that that I was able to knock off a four-term incumbent.
Well, I should follow up that question with you. You've been home in the August recess, in a swing district, a very swing district, a district that's been held by Republicans for a long time. What you saw on the TV a lot of vitriol at these town hall meetings. In your interaction with people, what was the response to the healthcare debate like, and was your speech on the floor of the House this week that made such headlines, was that a reaction or an expression of what you were hearing at home?
Well, for sure. The reaction has been overwhelmingly positive. Our emails have been running 4-1 in favor, and in fact, we got 6,000 emails in the first 24 hours. We were inundated with emails overwhelmingly in favor, particularly after the Republicans said apologize. We got email after email after email, all bold letters, capital letters, don't apologize. And money has been pouring into our campaign. We've had over 5,000 people go to GraysonForCongress.com and make contributions. That's over 5,000 people.
Well, it's great.
It's
again,
just a matter of a couple of days.
Again, it's GraysonForCongress.com. And you know, the great thing is that if your Republican opponent in the next election, I mean, you've created a situation, I think, that so many Democrats don't really appreciate when they run for office. If your Republican opponent criticizes you for this, they are walking into a broader debate about health care, where I think Democrats have such a much stronger case to make than Republicans. Let's turn real quick to your bill about dealing with ACORN. Now, folks have heard a lot about Acorn and the controversy surrounding Acorn, and there was a bill that the Republicans demanded to effectively strip federal contracts from Acorn. You have pushed to broaden that bill, and actually there was language inserted in the bill, I believe by you and your colleagues, that would say, look, if we're going to root out fraud from the government, let's really root out fraud among, and not give contracts to, say, companies and contractors that have, we know, have violated federal law. What has been the reverb on that provision? Have you managed to get the government to start looking at other federal contractors that we know, certainly more than Acorn, that have really committed real crimes?
Well, it's very interesting. What happened was the Republicans wrote a bill to deal with their obsession over Acorn, where they tried to eliminate Acorn from any federal funding. Acorn received about $50 million in federal funding over the past 20 years. I pointed out that in those 20 years, Acorn's received roughly the same amount of money that Halliburton received every single day during the war in Iraq. But be that as it may, they wrote this bill. It was written by Boehner himself, apparently. They passed it around. All the Republicans signed up for it. Apparently nobody bothered to read it. Because if you actually read the bill, which I do, and the Republicans apparently don't, part of the bill was written in such a way so that it could be construed to shut off the money flow for anybody who's cheated the government, anybody who's submitted a false form to any federal agency. And I saw that, I voted for it, and I jumped on it. What I did was we created what's called legislative history, which is my commentary on the bill. We waited until the last day that you could file it because we didn't want to tip off the other side to what we were doing. And then we filed this long legislative history, 10 pages long, in which we nailed down the fact that this provision that the Republicans had created to apply to Acorn, so narrow they thought that it might actually be an unconstitutional bill of attainder, actually applied to every single contractor who's cheated the federal government. And then we went online and asked people to identify them for us. And we ended up with hundreds and hundreds of documented cases of fraud by federal contractors, all of whom will have the money flow shut off as a result of this bill. And what it shows is that, you know, the Republicans inadvertently will rid us of contractor fraud. I look forward to hearing their inadvertent plans to bring about world peace and hunger and they seem to be really good at doing things as long as they're not trying to do it.
So if and when this bill passes, it will empower the government, if it survives in its current form, it will empower the government really to really root out massive amounts of contractor fraud.
This is a defund the crooks bill that will force the government to stop giving money to war profiteers, people who cheat the taxpayers, people who cheat the troops. It is a corporate death penalty for everyone who cheats the taxpayer, and it's already passed the House.
Congressman Alan Grayson of Florida, his website, graysonforcongress.com. I just want to thank you on behalf of all of our listening audience for simply standing up and making the case on all these issues. You show to people in Colorado, and we are considered a swing state, just like Florida and just like your district. We hear so much that in swing states and swing districts, you can't stand up and speak truth to power. But you have proven that and are proving that not to be the case. Thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
Thank you, David.
That was Congressman Alan Grayson. He's made headlines all across the country. GraysonForCongress.com if you want to go check out his website and support him. Again, it's GraysonForCongress.com. It's 9:15 here on AM 760. On a cold day, and it's great to get a guest like that who really, I think, again, really has a lesson for us here in Colorado, right? I mean, how many times do you hear from our members of Congress here in Colorado that you can't, you know, you got to take a split the difference kind of position. You got to take a watered down position if you represent a so-called swing district. Here's a guy who represents a district, Orlando, Florida, that has been held by Republicans for years and years and years. The first Democrat to hold that seat, as a freshman no less, comes out, makes national headlines, just simply saying the truth, simply saying that doing nothing on health care, as the Republicans propose, is a death sentence for people. And that the health care crisis, 44,000 people die a year, is reaching Holocaust-level proportions. I mean, you 44,000 people who die every year, you multiply that over decades, and you've got hundreds of thousands of people dying. And he makes national headlines from a swing district, fearless, fearless. It's really inspiring, and it's a lesson for all of us here in Colorado. All right, next up, we will talk to Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress, check in on all the stories of the week that we missed, and then we'll get back to the AM 760 Progressive Dojo after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thanks, Dave. Still traffic lights out, Sheridan and 6. Looks like a major power outage is still continuing in that area. It's going to affect you between I-25 to Sheridan and between basically 5th and 13th as you're heading north and south, but that's really affecting several intersections there. Just cleaned up that crash, southbound I-25 at 6th Avenue. We do have a three-car accident on the ramp from Chambers to westbound I-70. Two-car crash downtown, 18th and Broadway, and another one at Hamden in Colorado near the Tech Center. The forecast, mostly sunny but breezy, a high near 63. Another cold night with an overnight low of 30. Tomorrow, sunny and mild, a high of 67. And on Sunday, partly cloudy but dry with highs in the upper 60s. Right now, 42 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
October is National Donut Month, and that means a whole month of eating donuts.
Have you missed the mortgage payment, or are you about to? You have options. Mario for ColoradoForeclosureAnswers.com. I've met Jeff Gadd at Colorado Foreclosure Answers, a Coldwell banker. Jeff says people get foreclosed because they don't know there are options. Jeff is professional, discreet, and understanding, and will help you for free. Go to ColoradoForeclosureAnswers.com. Don't pay anyone a dime until you talk to Jeff. Call 720-231-2509.
Buy it 1-800-500-0698. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-500-0698. 1-800-500-0698.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost a quarter of $1 million that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy, it works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-535-7676 for your free CD. Call 1-800-535-7676. 1-800-535-7676.
If you're in sales or own your own business, how long will it take you to find one really great sales prospect? A day? A week? A month? Well, what if you could make one 10-minute phone call and end up with 100 targeted prospects? And what if those prospects were yours for free? Give us 10 minutes, and we'll show you how to find 100 prospects just like your best customers. Here's the number, 1-800-700-5976. That's the number for Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted prospects. We'll find the right leads for you, no matter what you're selling or who you're selling to. And to prove it, we'll give you 100 targeted prospects for free. It all starts with a simple phone call. Simply tell us who your best customers are, and we'll find you more prospects like them. Don't waste a week trying to find one targeted prospect. Make one call and discover how to get 100 quality prospects. But you must call now, 1-800-700-5976. That's 1-800-700-5976.
I-20 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I am very, very psyched about the fact that... When do we have Lamont booked?
Lamont is booked for 7:20 a.m. Mountain Standard Time on Friday, October 16th.
Lamont from Sanford and Son. That's right, we're going to have Lamont from Sanford and Son next Friday. And this week we had Fred Savage, so we are definitely trying to mix it up on... political, cultural, all that stuff. And speaking of mixing it up, on the line with us now, like every week, is Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress. She certainly mixes it up, and she has been periodically helping me on my book about the 80s. That's one thing she is an expert on. Christy, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Dude, Fred Savage?
Yeah, we have...
Awesome.
I know, we have Fred Savage on. It was really cool. And Lamont next week.
Lamont is also very, very cool. My God, that's like my entire childhood just flashed before my eyes on your radio show.
It's so, so true. All right, look, I'm a little bit, we had an Alan Grayson on last segment, so I'm a little bit underprepared. So I'm just going to throw it to you. Tell us some of the weird, crazy, or otherwise outrageous stories that we probably missed this week and that you've been tracking.
Well, I'm going to start just with what today is, which has nothing to do with politics whatsoever, but today is the 50th anniversary of the first Twilight Zone appearing on the air.
Wow.
How cool is that?
That is very cool. I used to watch a couple of those, I've watched a couple of those shows, those reruns. That show start in the 50s, right?
Well, whatever 50 years ago today
50,
is.
You're
so,
right.
Yeah.
59.
Right.
It first went on the air, Rod Serling. Yeah, that's a very, very... And you know what's amazing about that show? The term, the Twilight Zone.
Mm-hmm.
Did that show coin that term? I believe it did.
It did,
because like that term, right, is now... It's like, you know how... I think there's a word for... I can't remember. It's a marketing term. When a brand name becomes so ubiquitous that it stops even referring to the brands. Like when you say you're going to make a copy, you're going to make a Xerox.
Or you need a Kleenex or
exactly.
You're going to TiVo something. You know, I TiVo things all the time. I don't think I've ever seen an actual TiVo.
Right. And it's the same thing with the Twilight Zone. You can say, oh, man, that guy's in the Twilight Zone. Or, wow, I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone.
Right.
And you're not really referring to the show.
Well, and what I love is, you know, I used to love it as a little kid. I would watch it whenever it was on in reruns. And then as a grown-up, they started doing marathons on the 4th of July for some reason. And that's what I do for the 4th of July. I watch Twilight Zones all day, then go see fireworks. Like, it is the weirdest, lamest tradition, but I love it.
And I'm sure you're not smoking any weed when you do that.
I'm not. You know me. I don't do that. So it's this crazy little tradition. And, you know, it's so wild, though, to watch them, and these are things from 59, 63, you know, from back in the day, and how relevant they are to our political culture today. I think that's the sequel to your book, you know, how the Twilight Zone can teach you everything you need to know about the world.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's interesting. And the movie was like an early 80s movie with John Lithgow. All I remember is John Lithgow and a crazy troll on the wing. And
William Shatner was in that one, too.
That's right. Now, to more serious news,
yes.
I see at miccheckradio.org, you've got this story that we haven't followed and we probably should have. What is going on, and I'm putting you on the spot, but what's going on in Texas with Governor Rick Perry and the death penalty?
Yeah, this is something that's going to get pretty hot, I'm thinking, in the next few days, because it all comes down to a man who may have been improperly executed, actually. And there's a guy whose name is Cameron Todd Willingham. And he was convicted of setting fire to his home and killing his young daughters. And he was put in jail and then executed for it. And it seems like a pretty cut and dry case, you know, no matter which way you come down on the death penalty. But then it turns out that there was a bunch of evidence that showed that he didn't do it, and that this evidence may have come to light before he was actually executed. So, being good citizens, the state of Texas put together an investigatory panel to see who knew what when, and this all happened back in 2004. And so the panel started hearing these testimonies from different experts who said, you know, it couldn't have happened the way that it went down in the trial, and he was improperly executed, and for some reason, Governor Rick Perry came in, and just when everything was sort of at a critical point, he replaced three different members of the commission and refused to make other replacements and just sort of mixed everything up for no reason and got involved and put all of these brand new delays right in the middle of
investigating a crime, investigating, not a crime, but investigating what happened after revelations that somebody might have been executed who was innocent, and the key here is that did you say it was the sentencing board that might have known that he was innocent, or the court?
It's the court, actually, who there were some big problems initially in the investigation. But then, no, it was also the sentencing board, because it came to light that there were these circumstances involved in the arson that could not be... The evidence could not be sustained by science.
So it's not just a question of we executed somebody who was innocent, but there may have been some people may have known who were in a position of power to stop the execution or at least get a retrial, may have known that this person was innocent. Okay, so then that begs the question, well, what possible motive could Rick Perry have? Rick Perry, as you said, comes into this investigation of this situation that had happened back in 2004. He changes the counsel, essentially, that is investigating what happened. He changes it around. It causes all sorts of delays.
Right.
What are the potential motives that Rick Perry would have to screw around with this, other than just like straight up incompetence?
Well, this is one that I hope isn't true, but this is what people like the Innocence Project and other groups who look into this kind of thing are saying. Some of this evidence was out there. This evidence was out there back in 2004 when Rick Perry was asked for a stay of execution.
I see.
And they said, don't kill this guy. It looks like he didn't do it. We need to look more into this. And he said, no, I'm not going to stop this execution. And now he's up for re-election at the same time that this board is, or this commission is probably going to say, dude, Tex is messed up. And Rick Perry should have stopped this. And so it looks like, and what he's being accused of by people like the Innocence Project is that he is trying to basically cover himself.
Because in the heat of a campaign, and I think rightly so, if that was the case, his opponents could argue, you're so asleep at the wheel. I mean, and that would be putting it nicely if this all happened. That they could say you were so asleep at the wheel that you didn't even look at this stuff. Or they could say,
dude, you killed a guy.
Yeah, you looked at this and you were just so ideologically devoted to killing somebody that you killed somebody.
Exactly. And so if he delays it, he can then dodge that bullet by saying, nothing ever happened with that commission. They never found me guilty of anything. They never said that this guy actually was innocent. But if this commission does what people think it's probably going to do, which is say that justice was really, really misserved and an innocent man was put to death in Texas under Rick Perry's watch, then that makes things difficult for him.
Now, another piece of depressing news I see here on Mike Check Radio.
I'm full of it. I apologize.
Yeah, well, that's okay. These are up and down times, and so Detroit is so broke it can't bury, it can't afford to bury its dead?
Yeah, it's really sad. And this is not just Detroit. Detroit is just the one that got a little bit of press yesterday because they had solid numbers on it. But there are cities around the country that are just so broke that, you know, if someone dies and the family doesn't have any money to either bury or cremate them, the city does it for them. And it's usually in, you know, the markerless grave or Potter's Field kind of situation. And Detroit is so broke that if you can't afford to bury someone from your family or cremate them, they can't either. And so they have these bodies stacked up in freezers in the city. Right now they have 67 bodies stacked in the freezers that they don't have the money to bury.
And that's just mind-boggling. All right.
It really is.
It's really a sad symbol of what's going on. All right, to one other piece of, I guess, I wouldn't call this sad news because I'm not a huge Jay Leno fan, but it is pretty odd. So there's an LA Times story out there about Jay Leno is being boycotted in his new time slot at 10 p.m. What is that about?
Now I don't know what to do because, you know, I saw this. I don't like Jay Leno anyway.
Right.
And I think the 10 o'clock show, just personally, I think it's kind of dumb. And it turns out that CBS and ABC, since they are promoting their own primetime shows during that time, won't allow anyone who is on one of their primetime shows to go on the Leno show. And they won't allow anyone who is associated with their movie studios to go on the Leno show. And everything is sort of interconnected in Hollywood these days. And so at NBC, the Leno show is having a really tough time coming up with any guests unless they appear on NBC in some format.
So they are really trying to, the other networks are trying to choke Jay Leno's show out of existence.
Basically, just saying, you know what? You know, this is now in direct competition with our life's blood. Which
well, it
is
makes sense. They don't want to compete with themselves, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
What? I was like, I'm just going to boycott Leno, and I'm a Letterman girl anyway. But then after last night, I don't want to be a Letterman girl
I gotta
anyway.
Tell you something. I hadn't heard of that, heard about it until I walked into work today.
I'm heartbroken.
That was, it was like, I mean, I'm not, let's put it this way. I'm not shocked that that kind of thing goes on all the time in office situations.
But with Dave?
I know, and he's like this weird sort of asexual-ish kind of awkward guy. I mean, I guess not asexual, but just sort of awkward. And what was so crazy about that was, like, he comes right out and just, it's like, there's, I mean, the way I heard it, the clip,
yeah.
It was just like, there was no, I mean, I don't know how you segue into something like that, but it was like, you're watching Letterman, you're like, I've had sex with people in the office. You're like, wait, what?
Exactly. And it just, I mean, he just got married, yes, but he's been with that woman for 20 years.
Right. Oh, I didn't even think about that. So you're saying that means...
He was cheating on her, obviously, because he didn't put a time frame on this.
No,
it's not like he met her 2 years ago and they just got married, and so this predated that. I mean...
Now, look, in fairness, we don't know what kind of on-off, if they were on and off or had an arrangement.
I don't care.
I'm not
excusing
it, but yeah, it definitely, I didn't even think about that point. You're right, I forgot that the woman he married, he has been with for years,
I'm so tired of cheater heads, honestly.
I know.
You look at Sanford, you look at Edwards, you just want to scream, where have all the good men gone? And it just really bothers me.
Hey, me and Turk, we are, I think I speak for Turk. I know Stacy listens in, but, we're a couple of good guys.
Okay.
We're a couple of good guys.
I will continue to listen to your show, but I am cutting Letterman off. I'm done.
You're done? You're done with Letterman.
I'm done with Letterman.
Wow.
That's my standard, you know?
He gets no points for you for, like, honesty?
No. I'm done.
You're done. You're done.
I don't care about after the fact honesty. I would have preferred maybe some honesty at the time.
You know what? I respect somebody who has lines, draws lines, and keeps those lines. Christy Harvey, the Center for American Progress, no longer a Dave Letterman watcher. Talk to you next week, Christy.
I'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
Bye, David.
9:33 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we'll do our news of the weird, news of the crazy segment, and then take your calls on who should be the decider in Afghanistan, Obama being criticized by Republicans and the media for considering doing something other than simply rubber stamping the military's request for a troop buildup in Afghanistan. So news of the weird and the AM 760 Progressive Dojo after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, David. Still working this power outage out near Lakewood. And it's on basically 6th Avenue in Sheridan. There's this major power outage. It's covering that whole area along 6th between 25 and Sheridan as you're heading east and west between north and south from 5th to 13th. So several intersections going to be affected by this power outage. Also a three-car crash on the ramp from Chambers to westbound I-70 and a crash Hamden in Colorado, and a two-vehicle accident, 18th and Broadway. Rest of the drive really shaping up for us. Doesn't look like we have those jams on southbound 25 thereafter I-70, but speeds are starting to pop up now into the 30s and 40s at least. Forecast today, cold to start, becoming mostly sunny and mild with highs in the low 60s. Right now, 45 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Today, AM 760 is brought to you by Our Clean World.
If you're managing a growing business, you need the advice and guidance of an experienced banker who knows the market, especially during times like these. Citywide Banks is a locally owned bank where the decisions affecting your business are made right here in Colorado. CitywideBanks.com.
It's an upscale neighborhood restaurant, and with Bargain Watch,
one less chore. Pick up and delivery at your door. Dry Cleaning Station takes one household chore off your list. They'll pick up and deliver your dry cleaning to your home or office, no extra charge. Let Dry Cleaning Station make dry cleaning convenient, or drop your clothes by one of their three convenient locations in Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Parker. Go to dcsdenver.com. Dry Cleaning Station, located on the corner of Care and Satisfaction. Get $10 free dry cleaning at Bargain Watch on 850 KOA.com.
1-800-400-2969. 1-800-400-2969. 1-800-400-2969.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthSaveNow.com.
If you want to save money on health insurance, you have two choices.
Wait for the government's health reform plan, which will take years to be implemented, or do your own health insurance reform right now and see what you can save in less than 30 seconds at eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com is the fastest and simplest way to see what you can save on health insurance. In less than 30 seconds, you'll see the best quotes from the most trusted companies. Free information that lets you compare quality plans and prices side by side, so you can choose what's best for you and your budget. There's absolutely no obligation. You won't even be asked for your email address. You'll just get the free quotes you need to help you choose the health insurance that's best for you. You can't afford to wait. See how much you can save today at eHealthSaveNow.com. That's eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents your odometer.
22,105.2.
Thanks, odometer.
22,105.3.
So you're telling me I should go to
your Ford dealer for scheduled maintenance, 0.4.
I will, thank you.
22,000,
you know,
you're welcome, 5.5.
Yeah. Get the Works Fuel Saver Package. Oil change, tire rotation, and multi-point inspection, $29.95 or less after mail-in rebate. Taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership for $10 rebate details through 10/31/09.
I'm Governor Ritter. Flu season is here, and with kids back in school, we expect to see more cases. It's not yet clear how severe the H1N1 flu will be, but simple things can protect you and our community. Wash your hands frequently. Cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue. Get all the recommended flu vaccinations. Have a plan in case you or your family get sick. Ask if you can work from home if necessary. Our economy is showing signs of recovery. Let's keep on track with a healthy workforce. We want no flu for you.
Is your computer running slowly? Does it take more than 3 seconds for your email to load? Are you getting pop-ups? How about spam? Well, if you're experiencing any of these symptoms, your computer and your privacy are at risk. Because these are the telltale signs of a virus. It'll only get worse until you act. Get a free diagnosis at mycleanpc.com and optimize your PC.
I got the free diagnosis, and now my computer is lightning fast.
My computer never crashes anymore.
Talk about optimization. My computer isn't even this fast at work.
MyCleanPC.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
News of the weird, news of the crazy. That's this music we play when we go to the bizarro world and the American idiocracy. I love this story. AP, topless club owner Gingrich Group rescinded our award. Newt Gingrich's conservative group gave and then rescinded a business award to a popular topless club in Texas. Dawn Rizos said she was looking forward to receiving the promised Entrepreneur of the Year award at a Washington, D.C. banquet from Gingrich's Americans Solution for Winning the Future group, which, again, Newt Gingrich, that supposed conservative, chairs. From science, from the science world, more than half of babies born in rich nations today will live to be 100 years old if current life expectancy trends continue, according to Danish researchers. That's some good news. The fountain of youth may exist after all, as a study showed that scientists have discovered means to extend the lifespan of mice and primates. The key to eternal, or at least prolonged, youth lies in genetic manipulation that mimics the health benefits of reducing calorie intake, suggesting that aging and age-related diseases can be treated. Here's a question for your buddies at the next golf outing or bowling league night. Are we more active because we drink more, or do we drink more because we're more active? Recent research shows that there's a correlation between drinking and exercise. Either way, a study claims the combination of moderate alcohol use and exercise will help our hearts more than just choosing one over the other. Michael French, a health economist professor at the University of Miami, and his colleagues dug into data from the 2005 Behavioral Risk Factors Surveillance System, a yearly telephone survey of roughly 230,000 Americans, and found a surprisingly strong positive correlation between the levels of alcohol intake and exercise for both men and women, those who drank at least some alcohol exercised 7.2 minutes more per week than non-drinkers. A couple more stories here. We talked about the Dave Letterman piece and what he said, his admission yesterday. Here's a local piece of weird news. Fears rising for an escaped llama high on Pikes Peak. For 3 weeks, a mysterious visitor has been haunting Pikes Peak, buzzing the trains, amusing the tourists, and confounding efforts to catch it. For the lone llama of Pikes Peak, whose species comes from high in the Andes Mountains of South America, the peak must seem like home. The llama is apparently eating well, though it may be lonely. Officials say it has taken an interest in the peak's herd of bighorn sheep. Sadly for the llama, a herd animal by instinct, that interest has been unrequited. So there's a lone llama up on Pikes Peak.
That's depressing.
That is depressing.
Fly one in, drop it off.
Seriously, sad for the llama. And then
something to mate with.
This story that Turk sent me yesterday, this is the most ridiculous thing I've heard in a long time. Earlier this year, author J.K. Did you say Rowling or Rowling?
I think Rowling.
J.K. Rowling.
I've never read any of those books.
I've read the first one. It's a great book. J.K. Rowling was given one of France's highest honors when she was inducted into the Legion of Honor by the French president. No surprise, considering the fact that the Harry Potter books have sold more than 400 million copies. Turns out, though, according to a new book by a Bush speechwriter, Matt Latimer, there was talk of honoring the British author with the U.S. Presidential Medal of Freedom a few years ago, but the idea was a non-starter in the White House. The former administration had decision makers who spoke up to, quote, actually object to giving the author a presidential medal because the Harry Potter books supposedly encourage witchcraft. That's right. White House decision makers during a war, during social and national chaos, were focused on making sure that no medals were given to the author of Harry Potter because they had this crazed delusion that Harry Potter encourages witchcraft. God, what a bunch of freak shows were running the country before 2008. I mean, that is just really, really unbelievable. All right, it's 9:43 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're going to open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo, and we'll talk about anything you want to talk about. If you want to talk about the Alan Grayson speech, Alan Grayson saying the congressman from Florida making headlines. He was just on our show earlier in the hour. He's been making headlines saying that the Republican plan for health care is to let people die quickly. He's basically telling people, don't get sick, and if you do get sick, die quickly. What do you think about that? He represents a swing district and is coming out strong, making a bold statement. Is he showing that as a Democrat from a very, very tough swing district that other Democrats should behave like that? In Colorado, we hear so much from Democrats, oh, they can't take this or that position because Colorado's a swing state. Grayson's district is as conservative, if not more conservative, than most districts and the state as a whole here in Colorado. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Also, if you want to weigh in on this discussion we had earlier about Afghanistan policy, President Obama taking some criticism, a lot of criticism, from Republicans for he accepted a report by General Stanley McChrystal calling for a massive troop escalation in Afghanistan, a policy that the general public, according to polls, strongly opposes. Republicans criticizing Obama for not immediately rubber-stamping McChrystal's request. Do you think the criticism of Obama is an attempt to undermine the Constitution, which clearly vests the power of military decision-making in the president as commander-in-chief? And McChrystal giving a speech in London today, actually putting public pressure on the administration to accept his demands. Is McChrystal way out of line? I mean, is McChrystal disrespecting the chain of command? I mean, he's giving a public speech now, trying to pressure and intimidate his own commander-in-chief. What do you think? 303-713-7600. We'll go to the phones. Let's go to Eric in Arvada. Eric, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Dave.
Hey there.
How you doing?
Good.
Listen, I emailed Representative Grayson yesterday to thank him for what he's doing. I had no idea about the bill they're putting forward in the House concerning the acorn situation. I love that. That's stuff of genius right there.
It is. It's brilliant.
But the reason that I called was I think we always expect Republicans to act like snakes. They will. But McChrystal is another one of these in a long line. Myers coming to mind, Petraeus. This boy is auditioning for a Fox gig when he retires. I don't have a problem with Republican politicians who would never join the United States military but have absolutely no problem calling for endless wars that make profit. Where I have a problem is when a guy that's been in the United States military for 30 years that swore an oath of office, swore an oath to obey the commander-in-chief and do his job, going public with a speech, that tipped his hand. He's looking for life after the military, and he's selling out to the Reds.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a real problem that you've got a general. It's not like he's in front of the Congress, right? It's not like he's testifying before a committee. That's one thing where the Congress, again, using its constitutional power as one of the decision makers in military policy, calls a general and says, "All right, give us your assessment." This guy actually goes out and gives a speech, not even in our country, but a public speech, a media spectacle, after he's leaked, by the way. He leaked his report demanding an escalation in Afghanistan. He leaked it to the Washington Post, right? He didn't even give it to the president, and then the White House leaked it. He didn't give it to his commander-in-chief. He leaked it to the Washington Post. Now he's out there giving a speech in another country as a media spectacle to pressure his own commander-in-chief and the Congress to do what he wants. Now, he's got every right to his own opinion, and he's got every right to give his opinion to the administration and to the Congress. In fact, I think he should. But him effectively campaigning for a policy to pressure his own commander-in-chief, where's the respect for the chain of command? Where's the respect for the constitutional role of the president as the commander-in-chief and the Congress as the declarer of war and the funder and or defunder of war? I just think it sets a really bad precedent, and it's part of a bigger attempt by the right wing in this country, aided in part by some folks in the military, certainly not all folks in the military. Most people in the military, you know, they understand how the Constitution works. But there is certainly has been an effort over many years to say that the only thing a Congress and a president should do is rubber stamp the military. And that is just not what our democracy is about, if you simply read Article 1 and Article 2 of the Constitution. Hey, thanks for the call. Jim in Denver. Jim, you're on AM 760.
How you doing?
Good.
Where's a Harry Truman? That's what I want to know. Obama can fire this guy anytime he wants.
Yeah, well, the problem is that, you know, I think, look, we haven't even talked about this. Part of the problem is that Obama and the Democrats have allowed this sort of dynamic to take place over 30 years, where the Republicans say, oh, you got to listen, you got to do exactly, you know, George Bush saying, I'm not making any decisions on troop levels in Iraq, it's up to the commanders. And you've got Democrats who over 30 years have basically validated that dynamic. And so what I think McChrystal is betting on is that Obama, a new president, won't feel, even though he's got the constitutional authority to do it, he won't feel politically comfortable with doing it.
I agree. You're taking all my points away. I've been waiting since Jimmy Carter for my Democratic Party to stand up for something when it really counts.
I agree. And I think that McChrystal, he's definitely a smart operator, right? I mean, he understands the political dynamic pretty well.
Yeah.
Hey, Jim, thanks for the call, man.
You're welcome.
All right, we'll do one more call here if we can. George in Lakewood. George, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, great call this morning. I really wanted to hear that guy. Great.
Thanks, man. It was pretty cool that he called in.
It was. And when I wanted to bring attention to that bill that he was talking about, I think it's called the Defund Acorn.
Right.
3571.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to make sure everybody would call their senators and start supporting that bill.
It's what number is it again?
HR 3571.
HR 3571. We'll post a link to a story about it on our website. Hey, thanks for the call, George.
Okay, and real quick on that comment about the general and this whole movement. I think it's sedition. it's just treason to even, like, I heard about a website calling for a military coup yesterday.
Yeah, no, this is all, you're right, and it's you're referring to the Newsmax website, the leading conservative website that floated the idea of a coup. We've got a general out there giving public speeches and leaking reports, trying to pressure his own commander-in-chief. I think what we are seeing is a very disturbing challenge to the Constitution. Is it actually a coup? You know, I don't think so. I think that's overstating it. Is something going on at a deeper level that should be disturbing? Yeah, absolutely. Hey, thanks for the call. 9:51 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Still got this power outage. Actually, it looks like they just got things back in shape there, so no longer problems at 6th and Sheridan or some of those intersections between Federal and 25 and all the way between 5th and 13th. So things back in shape there. That's good. That just happened for us. Also, a three-car crash in the cleanup phase. Chambers to westbound I-70. New accident, Santa Fe near I-25. If you're heading out to DIA today, East Economy lots full. Security wait time right now, 10 minutes. Your forecast, mostly sunny but breezy. A high near 63 degrees today. Another cold night, though. Overnight low of 30. Tomorrow, sunny and mild. A high of 67. And Sunday, partly cloudy but dry with highs in the upper 60s, currently 47 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Denver's best condo deal just got a lot better. The Pinnacle at City Park South now has special new pricing and below-market interest rates that start at 2.5%. It's a limited-time offer, so don't miss out. Find out more at denversbestforless.com.
You can't buy a company.
And the moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
So young.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the proven breakthrough called Hydroxytone. It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a risk-free trial today.
She always looked good to me. I can't believe how young she looks.
For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-500-0698. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-500-0698. 1-800-500-0698.
Decisions. Business owners make hundreds of them every day. Hire or make do. Pay vendors or hold off. Go after new business or conserve resources. And when business owners recently talked to American Express Open about how they pay bills, the decisions they had made were equally different. Take Mark Pascal of Pascal Electric. He pays 80 to 90% of his expenses with a gold card from American Express Open. And likes the results.
Cash flow. That's where the card comes in for me. It buys me an additional 30 days of money to keep my business. Couldn't live without it.
However, other business owners prefer to pay bills a different way. Like Alan Hugg, founder of InnerGuide Technologies.
You know, checks work just fine for my business. They're easier to track, and I like the paper trail. We just want as tight a handle on things as we possibly can.
Is the gold card right for you? Visit goldforbusiness.com and hear both sides of the story from established business owners. Then decide for yourself.
When did you start feeling older? When was the last time you felt active and alive? When you felt alert and energized? If it seems like you're often tired and you don't feel as good as you used to, you should know it doesn't have to be this way. If you want to go from aging to active, get ready to call because we're giving away free trials of a fish oil formula that guarantees you'll feel a difference. To try it risk-free, call 1-800-500-3968. Omega-3 fish oil has been recommended by thousands of physicians around the world to help keep your heart, bones, joints, muscles, and skin healthy. And now researchers are discovering that fish oil with vitamin D supports your healthy energy levels and mood. For a free trial of pharmaceutical-grade Omega Berry fish oil, call now. We'll guarantee you'll feel a difference. Call 1-800-500-3968 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-500-3968. That's 1-800-500-3968.
So Chicago loses its bid for the Olympics in 2016. You know what? maybe I'll be the only one to say this, but if you're a regular person in Chicago, you know, you're not a big corporation or a hotel chain, if you're a regular person, you should be thanking your lucky stars. That city already has huge traffic and infrastructure problems. Having a Summer Olympics there would make things, at least for the things that I like, would make lifestyle there unbearable. Chicago does not get the Olympics after President Obama puts the full court press on the Olympic committee. That's just off the wire. Now we'll go back to the phones. Let's go to Bonnie in Pennsylvania. Bonnie, you're on AM 760.
Hi, David.
Hey there.
Hey, Congressman Grayson is my hero. I like his ability to use Republican rhetorical and banter skills on the Republicans, and I like how he changes the terms of the debate. I listen to him, and I just feel so relieved. And I was glad, however, that he kind of backed off from the Holocaust reference on Rachel Maddow's show. He said it was like an unfortunate choice of words. And my only slight criticism of him is comparing the Repubs to knuckle-dragging Neanderthals, because that's just insulting to the Neanderthals. But I was wondering if you saw him on CNN take on Wolfie. And
I saw a piece of it, yeah.
Oh, he never broke into a sweat. It was like he said, you think you're going to make me beg for forgiveness by this metaphorical flogging? Bring it on.
Yeah, I mean, look, the thing that I think Alan Grayson does for folks when they see this supposed controversy is remind us that even in swing states and swing districts, Democrats can actually stand up for things and actually have a backbone and be articulate about it. And I think that gives a lot of people a lot of, dare I use the word, hope. Hey, Bonnie, thanks for the call. Elizabeth in Boulder, you got about 30 seconds. You're the last call of the week. Elizabeth.
Hi, Dave.
Hi there.
I had a statement about McChrystal's judgment. John Krakauer has a new book out, and it's called Where Men Win Glory. And he talks about McChrystal knowing that Tillman was killed by friendly fire and covering it up, or at least participating in the cover-up instead lying to the family. And that's a political act. That's not what a general should be doing. The military protocol says the family must be notified, even if there's a suspicion.
Well, and I think we have to also remember that, and you're right to bring that history up, but generals, most of them are politicians. You don't get to be a general without being some kind of political operator. And the question is, are you going to defy the Constitution in the process? Thanks for the call. All right, we'll be back more in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo after the weekend. Enjoy your weekend.
We don't sell toilets!
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them, and they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
AM760.net and click Bargain Watch. Great deals all over town, brought to you by Comcast.
AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN.